Little pumpkins on my lap. Oh, yes.
That's good. Let's go on an adventure.
Yeah. La, la, la.
I got lots to show you.
La, la, la.
Can I be a Sasquatch too?
La, la, la.
You already are.
La, la, la.
You're my son, JB. My widow baby, Sas.
La, 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 la.
Let's take a dip in the strawberry river.
Come on, baby, let's go.
Joe the Policeman from the What's Going Down episode of That's My Mama. I want you to put your hands together and welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause for Jackson Heights' own
Mr. DJ Newstyle.
Yes!
DJ Newstyle.
That boy is good.
Mm-hmm. Good and terrible.
Since they want to know. Since they wanna know, here's the formula on O, now let's go. O Trice the Giant, standing a 5'8 stature, back with a second album supplying your fear factor. But Joe ain't the host, my nigga, you have access to the most noted flow on Shady's faction. I ain't being cocky, if so, accept my apology. Except, know I process my thoughts logically. First week sales, tops to toe from Tsunami. But haters like to yell, it's the white boy behind me. You couldn't inhale a flow that's more grimy. It would still prevail if another label signed me. OB so timely, must OB remind him. The first nigga to shine solo from the place you find him. Native Detroit, a ghetto reporter. Hit you with some heavy metal for supporting with your quarters. A little something different from the homie from Michigan. Basically, OB's ripping on any instrument he's giving.
Come on, I want it, watch mine. I don't care who I am.
Since they wanna know.
Fuck my ass. What else?
Since they wanna know. Four niggas in the whip. All folks say they ain't fucking with trite shit. Somebody's lying. I'm undenying. Denying me means that the driver got influence over you.
Can I have a junior Western bacon cheese?
Just cause you ain't feeling his favorite MC don't mean you speak no English. Hop out the car, catch the bus. At least you be established as
a
the
junior
man that you are.
Western bacon cheese.
I hate to take it so far and so tedious, but niggas bleed like bitches. I'm truly believing this. Once a month, they wake up with a OB tampon inserted in their nuts. Give them the flux, cause my bucks is up. And no, this ain't eBay, so please be easy. Gotta be delusional to think OB is losing, yo. Let them get a whiff of some shit, they quick to
to abuse it though. They wanna know. With old selling when I hit him with Van Halen, but it's just the man from the ghetto rebelling. Rebel without a cause. I'm in them Superman drawers, running around the shack. Mama had us living. Now your man's living an inch from truly killing him. All due to ambition, a gift given from the man who invented him. When the system screws just like Lil Tim and him, but bless the child who maneuvers the senses then. Spitting venom had them same dudes interested in him. My vision's unlimited, music's my outlet. I rock an outfit for all the foul shit I witness. Make it my business to get a listener one clear description. If you're hearing them, you would catch what I'm pitching. Guarantee it serve your addiction. Come on. They wanna know.
The DJ New Style Show. Coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet. Gosh.
You're right.
That's too bad.
Shut up. I am not.
Idiot.
Greetings. Greetings, bitches. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show, exclusive Tuesday night programming on thereisnoradio.com. Hello, everybody. That's right. I've got a lot to say, but I can't start all that shit until I introduce. That's right. You've guessed it. Yeah. Rammstein. Yeah. I just have a message I want to send out to Rammstein. That's right, Rammstein. Why so angry? Yeah, you're listening to the DJ New Style Show. I don't know why, but you are, and that's good. That's good. Get your friends out here. Get your friends listening, tuning in on thereisnoradio.com. As my friends would say, my friend Lil Jimmy Rhodes, he would look upon the many chat rooms and collections of our fans that we've got going out there, and he would probably say that the chat room was banging if I had the fucking sound clip. I don't have it. I just don't have it. I don't know where it went. Yeah, I used to be organized. Yeah, I used to be. Guess what? I'm not. I found it. Should I play it? Is it even worth fucking playing at this point? I'm such a fucking toolbag hack piece of shit that I'm going to, though. Because this is the DJ New Style Show, and I've said that for the fifth time.
I'd like to see that chat room is finally banging.
Yes, Jimmy, it is. Absolutely is, with the likes of Barb and Alex and Boxwine and all those other cats and kittens. Wow, it's been a while since we've done a live show on thereisnoradio.com. We've done some impromptu bullshit on some of the Pal Talk rooms. People wanted me to speak to them, entertain them for whatever reason. So I tried, and I failed. And I was stricken to the ground. And now here I am back on my Tuesday night slot. We've got a guest calling in. Our buddy Whack Flash will be in about 8:30. He's got some business. as the blacks say, that he's got to attend to. Is it attend or is it tend? I don't know. You know what? I honestly don't give a fuck. That's right. He's got some shit he got to do. Nigga. What's up? What you gonna do, nigga? And I can say that because I'm safely isolated in New Jersey. Not New York, where they're trying to ban this shit and limit our free speech. Before I can get to that, the phones are already lit up here. It's 316-768-4472 if you want to be a part of the program. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Is the answer Ann Margaret?
Unless, if you're Ann Margaret, then yes. Wow. That was really, really, really fucking amazing. Really fucking amazing. Absolutely 100% fucking amazing. Completely. Thank you for calling in, you rotten fuck. Yeah. And to answer, we have some feedback coming in from Bad Monkey. He goes, is the chat room really banging? I guess banging's a relative term. Sometimes you look at an empty chat room and you're like, that's a pretty banging chat room. Sometimes you look at a full one, and not so banging. But anyway, I'm just going to say banging, because someone's going to download the show later on, and they're going to think, wow, that DJ New Style, he always has a banging chat room. Every day, day in and day out, well, every 2 weeks in and every 2 weeks out, he has a banging chat room. Straight up banging, yo. There's a lot of shit going on in the world. A lot of stuff. But I want to get my buddy Dominic on the line here. I'm going to get him on and see what he can basically say to fill up this fucking awful half hour we got going on. Dom, you're on the DJ New Style Show. What's up? What's going on, buddy?
What's up, pal?
You got to clear your throat? You didn't fucking warm up?
You know the way it is, dude.
You didn't warm up the pipes for...
I did not warm up the pipes.
You're a professional musician. You play music and instruments, and you sing as well. Could you give us a taste of how you warm up, like before a performance? Everybody's got their own little thing they do. I masturbate and cry. Some other people go through some octaves. What's yours?
I like to do the same thing you do, sir. I like to masturbate, but yet leave some jism in my hand so I can gargle and get that salty feeling in my throat, which warms it up and actually makes me perform better.
Like Epsom salts. Very nice.
Exactly.
It's like your own homemade Epsom salts.
That's it. And you can always bring it with you.
You can always give it to old people on the train. It's amazing.
Absolutely. And 12-year-old girls.
Well, let's not go that far, okay?
All right.
Let's at least keep it above 18 tonight, because it is a school night. It's Tuesday, and it's not even bedtime for most of the kids. There's kids. Do you realize somewhere in the world there's a 12-year-old getting fucking pregnant, and then in another part of the world altogether, or possibly the same part, a 12-year-old's getting brutally raped.
Just like sweet Jody Ace in the Pal Talk room. Yes.
Yeah, a lot of the people are congregating in Pal Talk. I also want to encourage them to go to the thereisnoradio.com chat room, because you know what? I'm going to say that's the place to be. It's the place to be. My computer's in a fucking frenzy right now.
Yeah, but I heard the static before.
Yeah, the static and the fucking... technological problems, the fucking the errors and all that shit going on. So Dom, why don't you familiarize yourself with the fans of the DJ New Style Show? I know you semi well. I would be able to pick you out of a crowd of non-greasy people.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just give your story a brief rundown? The Cliff's Notes version. The Cliff Notes version of what it means to be monocode.
Well, basically a lot of pedophile humor. What else? Ripping on people that are old and ugly. And maybe, I don't know, redheaded, freckled girls sitting on a Pal Talk camera. Thank you, sir, for my background music. And that would be it, sir. Let's listen to the genius that is me. Thank you.
This is
That shit is so fucking distorted on this end.
You know what? I'm gonna say that it's not distorted at all on my end. In fact, I'm gonna also say that it's impossible to distort what could be equated to the voice of an angel. The voice of an angel and a few guitars and a homeless man drumming. I go to myspace.com/DominicMonaco and I'm listening to some, actually I can't crap on you too much, dude. Your music's really good. But there's a YouTube video of your live performance, one of them at the Bitter End, where you have what basically amounts to a vagrant behind the drum kit.
Yes, my homeless drummer that shows up to gigs in his pajamas.
his pajama pants.
Dude, he is and he smells like absolute shit.
And the best part is he makes more than any roadie at any show. Any guy that fucking sets up the mic. One, two. Sibilance. Dominic. Lost. Deserted. Okay. Ready to go. This one's set up. Okay, look. Get out of here. It's fucking $10. Go have a drink, asshole. We're getting people responding to your music style. People are sending some feedback in. You can send feedback, too, to DJ New Style Radio on AOL Instant Messenger. I'm not even going to say this person's name, but let's just say they used to be someone the LARPer, and they're now dead to the show. But I'll read the comments. Says he's asking, is this Jamiroquai? Is this Jamiroquai? Dominic's James Gum, as always, with some feedback. Dom's band members are featured in Geico commercials. Drumming so easy, a fucking homeless caveman can do it.
Jesus Christ.
So, basically, you play that style of music. I guess you could be compared to Jamiroquai. But you like to compare yourself to, your influences, which was James Taylor, Bob Marley, Jimi Hendrix, you know, a lot of classics. And Ben Harper, Jack Johnson. You really go from classic to, like, fucking frat basement rock really quick.
That's exactly what it is. Anything that gets girls wet and tits out, dude. Yeah. That's what I like.
Dude, bruh, not even kidding, we got Dominic Monaco coming down. Yo, who the fuck is Dominic Monaco? Dude, bruh, check this shit out. I got this for you right here. This is his shit. He's gonna fucking play in our basement. Yeah, listen to this fucking shit.
Yo, spark a fucking blunt.
Dude, if you don't have any weed, dude, not even kidding, I ain't gonna be your friend no more.
What are you fucking talking
about? Shut up,
he's
singing!
What?
Dude, don't fucking look at me like that.
Like what? I can't fucking look at you!
No!
Why not?
Because you can't. Hey! I'm listening to fucking Dominic here.
Fuck that guinea bastard with his fake fucking love songs and his fucking 300 pounds of fucking pubic hair. Fuck that motherfucker.
His fake love songs. Okay, Dom, you're in a pretty serious relationship, right?
Right on.
Yeah, you are. So, which of these four songs that you have up on your MySpace, Without You, Perfect right. Afternoon, I Found You, or Changing Wind of the... And then they have an ellipsis because your title's too fucking long. Which of these songs did you say, baby, I wrote you a song?
I would have to say it was Changing Wind of the Mind.
Changing Wind of the Mind?
Has to be.
Well, let's give that one a quick spinneroo. How about that?
Spinneroo! Woo!
The Changing Wind of the Mind.
Dude, people write this kind of shit in jail.
Dude, Johnny Cash, big influence. Figure it out. Why do I see a big fucking black man pounding me in the ass while I'm trying to find the riffs to this fucking song with a harmonica in his mouth and his cock in my ass? Give it a chance. Maybe
it won't end. Hey, yo, bend the fuck over, bitch.
Oh, as my ass leaks nothing but black semen.
And then you tell your girlfriend, baby, baby, this is for you. Yeah, you know that song I got sodomized to every single day in jail? That one I had to write? I had to fucking use a sharpened lunch tray to defend my life? Yeah, I wrote that for you.
There it is! Jesus Christ! Here it is, it's coming again! Wait!
Did you hire an actual black guy to play the harmonica?
Oh, please. Nice funky hillbilly guitar.
Hey! Yo, Pharrell, bend the fuck over, bitch! I ain't trying to hear your motherfucking ripped off from a black dude blues riffs. And yo, bitch made ass, I need to see you baby lyrics.
Hey, you talking to me, you fucking Tetsun?
Put down that sharpened ass lunch tray, nigga.
I'll fucking come over there and stick my fucking cock in your ass. It's the wow. Police.
Wow, James Gum is a feedback genius, feedback guru, if you will. Jesus, I can't fucking speak tonight. But he's saying that that your album should be called Dom's Shanks and Love Letters LP. Shanks and Love Letters.
Jesus Christ, James.
What you gonna do, Nioga? Better go back to your motherfucking cot. So that was the song, that bluesy kind of, you know, the one you said you got raped in jail writing. Obviously kidding, but that's the one that you said you dedicated to your girlfriend. Has she asked you, actually, to write you a song?
Many. And knowing that she is quite the attention whore and wants to be a singer herself,
She
busts my balls. Oh, dude, it's fucking never ending. Not only do I have to put up with her fucking bullshit when I go visit.
Ricky! Let me be in your show!
Jesus Christ. I swear to God, if Lucy was here, she would have slapped her in the cunt. She's that fucking bad.
Did you ever fucking put on a spick accent and beat her over the head with a bongo drum? As you put your half-breed child to bed?
Babaloo!
Lucy, you cannot go to the show! You cannot go to the bitter end! You cannot sing.
Oh, man. She can't sing, dude. She can't sing. She busts my balls that she's on some internet Italian radio. It's fucking... It's beyond me.
What? She's on Italian radio.
Yeah, she's on this Italian radio station, ICN, if I'm not mistaken.
It's amazing.
Yeah, with maybe 1.2 listeners, which would be the owner of the station and fucking 12-year-old.
Hey, dude. Chill out. You know you're fucking talking to her? James Gum says he's listened to your girlfriend's station on K-WAP. Wow. Dude, so your girlfriend rubs it in that she's like a big time... she's like, I'm huge in Europe.
She doesn't do the I'm huge in Europe, but yeah, pretty much.
Wow. That's what she does. I really wish I took a shit before the show. Dude, I've been shitting like the worst shits ever this entire week.
That's because you're into the fucking organic foods, man.
I'm not. I need to be, though.
I thought you ate all that healthy shit.
No, dude, I eat healthy. I mean, but lately I've been eating some shit, though. I've been eating some, like, honeycombs for breakfast.
Oh,
man. Yeah, you know.
That can't be worse than the new fucking...
You're on a diet, though,
sausage,
right?
Sausage maple thing at Dunkin' Donuts.
Are you on a diet?
Yeah, of course.
You're on organic thing? Like, so you can't eat a lot of stuff?
No, I'm doing fucking the Fit for Life thing.
Fit for Life. Okay.
Fit for Life.
So you're hoping that you're going to be fit for life.
Well, it's basically a whole lifestyle change. You can't mix carbs and proteins. Yeah. That's how it works.
I can think of another lifestyle change that the church wouldn't frown upon for you. A major one.
He can be cured. You gotta eat organic foods.
And yet I still sit here with a large gut and an extremely large pubis. And just can't get rid of it.
So you don't eat like any more like greasy foods or anything like that right?
Well, I try not to now.
You try not to. That means
all right, let me explain.
That
why.
Means you do.
Hold
you
on. Fucking... Let me explain myself though.
Okay, go ahead.
Jesus Christ. All right.
Jesus Christ.
If anyone's in the Pal Talk room right now, if you would please pull up Pretty Ricky's cam. Okay, wonderful. Let me explain Pretty Ricky. This motherfucker has been trying to get on a diet for the past fucking 15 years. Once jacked, no doubt about it. I'm trying to get on a diet, and this motherfucker is stuffing down double cheeseburgers from Wendy's. How the fuck do you say no to that shit?
Oh, so you give in easily to peer pressure.
I do.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You know what can cure that, though, right, Dom?
What, buddy?
A changing wind of the mind.
It is.
Why didn't that cue up right? Fucking MySpace cunts.
You fucking stink.
Because you know I wouldn't actually download your music. I'd only go to MySpace to play it. No, I'm just kidding. MySpace.com/DominicMonaco. MySpace.com/DominicMonaco. That's DominiC. Okay? It's not DominiC. It's not Dominic. Dominican Monaco. Although you should probably try to snatch up all the names, the misspellings. Like when people put an extra O in Google. So you can't eat like a nice cheeseburger. Something like from Fuddruckers, you know, where they make their own bread. Thick, like, onion slice. Really juicy burger. Oh. You know, they say at Fuddruckers that they're the best hamburger.
Dude, you're a fucking cocksucker. You're a cocksucker.
Why?
I can't do it, dude.
I don't know.
You're like the pristine sneakers of this fucking radio show. You're fucking up.
Wait, why? What's with pristine?
Well, this is the deal. I got my buddy Pristine Sneakers. We go hang out for a night. I'm telling him all night I'm on this new fucking diet. Everything's going great. I lost like 10 pounds. Oh, that's great, man. That's great. Let's go into this pub. We go into this pub, and this fucking cocksucker orders the largest cheeseburger on the fucking menu. The one with the double beef on it, handmade by some fucking Mexican in the back, with all the fucking herbs and fucking spices. Just juicy. Dripping out of the bun. The fucking bun was soaked in fucking medium rare goodness. Fucking puts it on a dish with these crispy French fries. They deliver it with some fucking frosted Coke glass, which I gave up also.
Oh, you gave up Coke?
Oh, yeah, I had to. So now this motherfucker's drinking from this frosted glass. It looked like something out of a Coke commercial with the water just glistening on the side of the glass. And to my surprise, the yellowest fucking lemon. I swear to Jesus Christ, you can't even find these lemons in Sorrento. They're fucking yellow, dude.
What's the matter, Dom? You can't have a burger too like the big boys?
Oh, I fucking
Come on.
Hate you. Nah.
Just... I like mine with faggot jail-made music. Oh, fuck the RIAA, you cunts.
Oh, my God.
You gotta play royalty-free.
Okay, lick my asshole. I'm gonna play royalty-free shit, too. I'll get into that shit later. I'm gonna have to. But we'll get into that later, because we're talking about something really tasty, Dom.
Oh, you're a cocksucker.
Just a fucking greasy piece of meat on a nice fucking bun. A nice toasted bun with just the right amount of seeds. Not too many seeds, Dom. Just the perfect amount of seeds on a plate with one of those fucking lace things. I don't even know what the hell it is. One of those fucking lace doilies or whatever the fuck. And crisp... perfectly cut French fries, 90 degree angles on every
90
side.
90 degree angle. You can't fucking miss the 90 degree
and
angle.
Golden fucking perfect fries.
Jesus, crispy.
Crispy.
Crispy. This is what we're looking for.
And you know what else? Really, really, really crisp lettuce on the burger. Oh. But you can have that part. I'll give you my lettuce. Okay? You can have my lettuce. I have to go back and wash it off, though, because there may be some really tasty grease on it.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Listen to Clivian. Clivian is saying, Whack Flash logged on, rescue on the way. Now, he's basically saying that this is going poorly. If I'm to look into this, he thinks this shit is going poorly. And you know what I say to Clivian? I say, thanks for reminding me that Whack Flash is on, because I didn't know.
That's great. This is coming from a fucking double-chin Alfred Hitchcock-looking motherfucker with no personality and had to fuck a fucking moose for his first time.
Oh, come on. Come on.
That's great, fucker.
Shut up. You know what he can do? He can enjoy a tasty burger. And you can't have anything of the sort.
Who gives a fuck?
You just can't. There's some things you're not allowed to eat anymore, Dom. You gave it up because you think you want to be thin or something like that.
I'm trying to.
Yeah, well, I want to introduce a friend of the show, true friend of the show, and a talented man, Whack Flash, is now on the DJ New Style Show co-hosting, and thus relegating Dom, grease, purveyor of grease, and a guy no longer allowed to eat cheeseburgers, to the role of a caller. It's basically all you are now.
He's third mic. He's third mic.
He's a good third mic.
He's a phenomenal third mic. Hello, Dom.
Hello,
Dom, my buddy.
How you doing, pal?
I'm good.
You know what, Whack Flash? We're just discussing some of the really good things that we can eat. You know, like if we wanted to, we could have that bowl of chili. We talked about chili the last time we were on the show.
We talked about chili last time. We talked about fetal abortion chili.
Yes.
As opposed to any other type of abortion. Apparently, I felt
adolescent abortion chili.
I'll tell you, I work with 7 and 8 year olds, and I would mind aborting some of them at this point. No.
Kids really should have an undo button on their fucking forehead until they're 10.
Undo.
Like, really, look, I fucked up. Is it okay if I do this? But I just wanted to play and watch Family Guy and
You just press the button, a Ziploc bag comes out of the collar of their shirt.
And affixes itself around their head.
Yep, exactly. And in a few minutes, you're just wondering when your next garbage pickup is.
Or they're being converted into a tasty, tasty hamburger served on a crispy roll. With
toasted.
Toasted roll. Tom, what kind of roll do you like best?
Sesame seed roll.
Lightly
toasted.
Lightly toasted, but lightly just toasted. The right amount of seeds. Don't come here with too many fucking seeds.
I'm going to go with onion roll myself. Onion roll with a little bit of butter on it. Toasted with a little butter.
Oh, shit.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's right. I hit a nerve right there, didn't
you
I? It's a fine...
Fuck.
A fine... Me? I'm a fat fuck.
You may have How'd been you? To know the secrets of an onion roll with butter.
Oh, Jesus. Well, that's what you can do around here for a roast beef. I don't know about your neck of the woods, but...
Well, you did lose a lot of weight, though, right, John?
I certainly did. How's your diet going? I know you were trying to slim down. You were happy. You were pretty successful for a little while.
It's fucking shitty.
For a little while?
I don't know. I haven't talked to Dom in a little while.
I don't know about you, but I'm really craving something. I could just really go for some kind of food item that I'm just allowed to eat, and I just can't place what it is. But I know it comes on a crisp roll, and it comes from a cow, and I love putting ketchup and cheese on it, but I just don't know what it's called, Dom. I just don't know what it... I'm an asshole. I really am. But you know what? I'm an asshole that can enjoy one of these. Oh, hack bit!
Oh, so Dom can't have one of those, what's the word I'm looking for?
Juicy?
Yeah, it's a meat product. I definitely know that. You can get them in a lot of fast food places. Yeah. What the hell is that thing?
Fat Mexican whores to bang on the side.
No, he can have as many of those as he wants.
Yeah, that's true.
That's cardiovascular activity.
While there may be a lot of calories in them, you're not going to actually gain any by dealing with those, Tom. So they're safe. I don't know how organic they are. I mean, they might actually be as organic as you get, pretty much. Just nice corn and fucking chicken shits with rice.
Chicken and all.
You're gonna have to go back and look for another Whack Flash show on the podcast to get that reference. I'm not explaining it because it was gold, okay? Just absolute gold. So Whack Flash, what's new with you, man? What's popping, as they say, as the Negroes say?
I just bought a package of hot dogs.
Ooh, you gonna deep fry a couple?
I used to work at a restaurant that deep fried hot dogs. No, I'll probably just pop them in the microwave. I'm looking for a quick dinner tonight. I just need a quick little dinner this evening. I didn't eat earlier, so that's really exciting. I thought I'd throw that in there.
The microwave, there's nothing more skanky than the microwave hot dog.
No, the dirty water dog's skankier than the microwave.
No
hot
way.
Dog.
No way.
Not a
dude.
Chance.
No,
the
no.
Dirty water dog doesn't like fucking explode on the end and get like the cancer marks.
You're not doing it right. I can microwave a hot dog like I'm fucking. I wish I had the name of a chef. At
chef
the tip of my tongue.
Bobby
Chef
Flay. Tell.
Bobby Flay was the guy thinking of. I was
the low rent Bobby Flay.
I can microwave a hot dog like Bobby fucking Flay.
Fucking hot dog throwdown.
Yeah.
Well, the Iron Chef squeeze on. What the Iron Chef is doing is microwaving the hot dog this time.
Today's secret ingredient is paper towels and the ability to press buttons.
We get onto microwave talk.
We always do.
You and I get onto microwave
we
talk.
We certainly do, and I believe it. Let's bring everybody up to speed. 420 and 37.
Yeah. 30.
420 is for the popcorn. 37 yep. is for the melon you're about to fuck. On 7.
Yep. On 7.
Setting number 7.
Session on 7. You do 37 seconds on high, you're going to be cleaning out your microwave, and you're going to have a lonely evening.
Yeah.
You're going to blow that shit up. But right now, before I enjoy the hot dog, I've got a little rum tonight. I'm feeling a little piratical this evening, so I've got
good.
Some... Barbados rum right here, which I'll be chasing with Diet Sunkist because I'm a classy motherfucker.
Dom, what are you drinking?
Water.
You're a faggot. Water. I'm not drinking anything.
So, but it's good to know, Dom. It sounds like you're sticking to your regimen here.
Yeah, my girlfriend's been calling me a fat fuck, so I got to get this shit fucking.
Well, you know, if she doesn't want to date a fat fuck, she can move up here and fuck me.
Absolutely.
I give her
I will let anyone else fuck my girlfriend, but you and New Style, maybe ride a little train. I don't know.
We'll put New Style on one end, I'll go on the other. Dom, you can set the table in the middle.
I will definitely set the table. All I want to do is kick her in the stomach while you're fucking her in the ass. I'll be a happy man.
And as we're doing it, we're just going to keep insulting you. We're just going to go back and forth, me and her, exchanging fat jokes and talking about how much we love steak.
As my fat pubis brushes against her hip. That's great.
Your man bush?
Dude, it's not even man bush. It looks like a fucking helicopter landing site. It's fucking disgusting.
What? You're talking about like a fucking chopper from the Vietnam era landing in a rice paddy. Just off wind blown. In a swirl. And then there's that one bare spot in the middle where something should stick out.
Looks like a pillow from the Viet Cong prison. It's fucking awful.
Just a rat's nest.
Oh, that's beautiful. I think I'm going to take a shot just for that.
Hey, God bless.
God bless.
Oh, here I made all these sweeping generalizations about Mexican women, you know, that they amount to corn, shit, and tortillas. And I didn't get to ask our very own sweet Jody 8, who is in the Pal Talk chat room, who Dom referred to as a nice redheaded lass who looks like she knows every fucking salsa recipe in the book.
Oh, hi, Jody.
Oh, you know her?
I do now.
Oh, you do now. Okay. I see.
Yeah, she's Irish, right?
Yeah, she's one of those Irish...
she seems lovely.
Yeah, Dom, you seem a little angry though. I mean, I haven't touched on this a whole lot.
Go ahead, buddy.
You seem very, very angry and upset.
Dom hates women.
Well, why? Well,
I don't. Wait. So you guys have the misconception that I hate women. I just hate my current situation.
hate your girlfriend, though?
Wait, all right. This is the thing. I don't hate my girlfriend. I hate the situation. You're in the same situation I am, right, Nusta?
What do you mean?
All right. They both
I'm in a situation where my girlfriend downloads a certain podcast, and I choose not to speak about my girlfriend. She knows what I feel.
All right.
So what's Dom, your situation,
tell
Dom?
Me about your personal hell.
Oh, no. Well, let's put... All right, I drive 2 hours to get to see her. As soon as I get there, I got her guinea father telling me to go pick olives in the garden. Because he has to make a fucking shot glass worth of olive oil for the fucking salad, right?
Well, wait, he has olive trees? Or
he has olive trees.
Where does he fucking live? He's got olive trees.
He lives in fucking Voorhees, New Jersey,
sir. Lives in Greece? Black Flash fucking says Greece.
Yeah, well,
is your future father-in-law is Giuseppe Garibaldi, crusader of independence.
With your olive oil voice and guinea charm, Jesus Christ. Not only that, you gotta go pick in the fucking tomatoes for the tomato salad. I gotta get fucking... I'm a fucking gardener. I'm a fucking gardener, that's all I am. Mm-hmm. I go there, I don't even get laid. What the fuck?
What do you do? Like, obviously you're not gardening the entire time. You and your girlfriend get to do some stuff. What do you do?
Of course. We go to the famous Cherry Hill Mall.
Okay. Maybe. All right. What do you do there? I've been to the Cherry Hill Mall many, many times.
Yes, I go there to get stared down by big black men at the fucking...
big black men that just want to rail your girlfriend.
right by the smoothie stand.
There is a certain line of demarcation with the Cherry Hill Mall, and ironically enough, it's immediately after you pass a Build-A-Bear and a fresh fruit smoothie stand that you enter into the set of Dangerous Minds with starring Coolio and Michelle Pfeiffer, circa 19 whatever, doesn't fucking matter. Yeah. But you'll know you're there. Like, if let's say you didn't see Build-A-Bear or the mango stand or whatever the fuck it is. Just look around, and if you see a shop called Slim Pickens, where the only things on the racks are those white tall tees on hangers, you know you're there. You know you're there. And just look at the feet and look at everybody's shoes. If they're untied, if all the shoes are untied and like look, three sizes too large, you know you're there.
Look like they just came out of the box that morning.
Yes. They're 8 years old, and yeah. And they're as crisp as ever.
My God, where did you get the brand new pair of Reebok pumps?
It's like fucking...
Reebok pumps. The crush trainers, because the tennis ones are just for gay white people.
It's like Indiana Jones trying to get to that fucking Old Navy right at the end of the mall, too. Oh, Jesus.
That's a real cruel mall layout. There's a definite Mason-Dixon line in the fucking mall. One side supports slavery, the other side's, you know what, everybody can be here. And in that dark side of the mall, let's just say, the very ghetto, urban, let's just fucking sit on the ground with our boomboxes and fucking talk and stare down Whitey corner of the fucking mall, they chose to put Old Navy, the only store I've ever heard of, in that side of the mall. The only side.
Do black people shop at Old Navy? I don't think they do.
In that Old Navy, they do.
Oh, really?
Otherwise, it wouldn't be an Old Navy. It would go out of business. I happened on the place. I'm like, I have a gift card for Old Navy. Someone gave me at work for my birthday. There a mall by you? Yeah, we'll go to the mall. We'll go to the Cherry Hill Mall. Like, okay, super. We're going to be a couple white people go to Old Navy. Going to buy some cargo shorts or something. I go, Where's Old Navy? I don't even see it. I don't even see Old Navy.
Look through that fog of darkness.
Where? You mean way over there? I guess we could start walking down, sure.
Yo, nigga, you got too far past the mango stand, nigga. What you doing? With your worn ass sneakers.
Yeah, Old Navy. That's right. Not just for uppity white people no more. you can get your groove on at Old Navy.
Yo, Old Navy, seriously, gotta be the place where motherfucking, like, the perfect spot for niggas to just sit down and look for glimming-eyed-ass white motherfuckers, hoping they gonna get their new bathing suits. And I'm just gonna stare at the motherfuckers and I fuck their women's.
I need me some khakis. Yeah. Yo.
Yo, khakis, how can a nigga get khakis. Some performance fleece, nigga?
I need performance fleece for me. And I need hype fleece for my man right here. He gonna hype my performance right there.
Hype fleece. Yeah. Oh man. Yeah, it's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. It is the poorest layout of a mall I've ever seen.
I'm up from the Great White North here, in Massachusetts, and I'm north of Boston. I've never, and I can tell you this with the utmost confidence, ever seen a black person in Old Navy up here ever. It's like a fantasy land.
The thing is though, it's like I don't know if this happens to you guys, but it happens to me occasionally. Like the moment I decide to shop, I'm going to the store, and I realize that, dude, I'm in the store where I bought the shirt I'm wearing, and I'm about to pass the rack that has it. But in this time I went there, I not only passed the rack where my shirt was that I was wearing now, I passed another black dude that was wearing the shirt that was less than pleased that I was wearing the same shirt as him. It's like it's really weird. I don't know why, but apparently, in the ghetto Old Navy, they don't want white people to wear the same shit as them, even though it's the same shit in any fucking Old Navy you could go to in this entire country.
Yep, that's all I got.
It really wasn't a good lead-in.
I had nothing. I had nothing for that. You know what the problem was? Can I even tell you exactly what the problem was?
Sure.
I couldn't not put up Barb's cam.
Oh.
That was the problem. I put up Barb's cam, and suddenly everything you said sounded like the teacher on Charlie Brown.
I only have voodoos on.
Yeah,
looks you know like I'm fucked.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take her cam down, because I'm going to be worthless. And there it is. It's gone now. Goodbye.
Yeah. So anyway,
yeah,
back
sorry.
Into the the showgram, as they call
I just,
it. Get
I
it?
I had to be upfront and honest with you, okay?
It's okay. I appreciate
all right.
it.
All right.
I appreciate it. Well, Whack Flash, we're going to get to a couple different things.
Absolutely.
A couple different things here. We want to cover some weird news.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about a couple irresponsible yet impressive feats that I've accomplished, and maybe you guys could share some yourself. Dom, I'm hoping you've got some. Whack Flash, I hope you've got some as well.
Yeah.
I know I've talked about one of them where I was in Vegas, wasted, and I actually met Herb Dean, the referee from UFC, and former combatant, mind you, black dude. And as my friends walked by, I introduced him as, "Yo, this is my nigga Herb Dean."
That's pretty fucking irresponsible.
But impressive. Impressive nonetheless that I'm still alive and here to tell it for like the 18th time. But as I was driving down to see my girlfriend this weekend, I decided I needed a snack. I needed something to eat. I usually get like a Taylor ham and egg and cheese or something like that. Or some shit from Quick Check or let me get a, you know, like a fucking a drink or a fucking bagel or some shit. Just a snack. Something you can eat on the road. I'm like, you know what? I really want a fucking mango. I don't know why. I decided I needed a mango. I haven't really had a mango in a long time. And they just opened up this chink grocer. Hold on a minute. You can wait for this. It's worth waiting for. Seriously. They just opened up this fucking chink grocer. Yes. And, okay, cut that. All of that. We don't need to hear it anymore. And so I go in there, and I buy this gigantic fucking mango, and I'm like, okay, do I go up to, the sushi guy that they have in the back? I don't know. Or do I go to the lady with the nail counter? Or the laundromat half of this fucking chink grocer? Do I ask for scissors or something, or a knife, or any cutting implement? Like, really, I gotta just get going. I'll bite into it or something. I'll get this thing. I'm gonna eat this thing. This is gonna be my newest feat. And I'm all about performing unusual, irresponsible, yet impressive feats from this day, from this drive forward. I take this mango and I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna bite into it and be able to peel it off. I chewed into it. And I couldn't get through the fucking skin. I'm driving down 287.
Like a beaver.
I'm holding it with two hands. Not even touching the wheel. Balancing my knee against the steering wheel. Nothing. I may as well have bought a fucking coconut. Except for the fact that I could actually dent the skin. And I noticed that in the riper spots, I was making a line. I was making a line in the moderately soft area with my teeth.
You're adding perforations to that mango.
It wasn't really easy at that point. I kind of just dented it. It wasn't like scored or perforated or anything like that. It was fucking just a little dent. But I decided, you know what? As the exits are flying by, I'm not even touching the wheel. It's relatively straight for a little while. I'm going to really try to fucking get this thing open. Chewing on this fucking mango. And I realize, you know what? I'm not going to be able to bite through this. So I take my fingernail and I grab the steering wheel because I have to start turning. It's a gradual curve on 287 eventually. You get that one fucking disgusting, huge, like, right turn where some congressman decided, hey, this highway better pass my house too. So there's like a fucking massive turn and then a turn the other way, so I had to hold on to the wheel. So I take my fucking fingernail and I start cutting like a saw on this fucking dent, and I got through. I'm like, oh shit, I got it. Okay, now what do I do? So I'm driving. I'm not even looking at the road. This is irresponsible yet impressive. I take the plastic bag. I had the foresight to take a bag. Like, if I bought a pair, I wouldn't have taken a bag. But for some
reason, you couldn't find something to cut it with, but you knew where you were going to dispose it.
Oh, god damn it, yes. I had no idea I was going to need to. I thought maybe I'd throw them out the fucking window or something as I'm gnawing on this fucking fruit. But I had this plastic bag, and, hello?
Hi.
No, you guys hang up? No.
No, I'm right here.
All the fucking, right here. You motherfuckers, it was great. Sounds really lovely. So I'm eating this mango now. I get the plastic bag, and I start just, like, spinning it like a corn cob against my fucking teeth. And I'm like, I'm peeling this fucking mango. I look over, and there is, like, a minivan with a family, and the kid is glued to the window looking at me eating this fucking large mango with no hands on the wheel, not looking at the road, just being really careful not to spill anything on myself. Meanwhile, I could easily spill all my fucking intestines on the interior of the car if I fucking make a wrong turn.
Yeah, your priorities change when you have food in the car. When you have food in the car, your priorities become completely altered. It's no longer about driving defensively. It's no longer about being a courteous driver. It's about how much of this can I cram in my face before I actually have to put my hands on the wheel again.
Oh, my God. I don't want to get Mac sauce on my fucking shirt.
Yeah.
That'd be the worst thing ever. Go ahead.
I've skidded into the breakdown lane to avoid getting cheese on my pants.
Jesus Christ, man.
And then when you do cause the accident, what are you going to tell people? You always have to have an excuse of what really happened. And you don't want anybody to know that you've got food in the car. Because, well, he was eating while he was, you know, you don't want to be, oh, shit, I'm a fat fuck, you know, that can't deal with going 5 minutes without eating and it just caused a 60-car pileup because I had to get mango in my face.
Yeah, exactly. And so I decide, okay, dude, listen, you're going to just peel this thing with your teeth, spit the fucking rinds into the bag, and put it to the side. Just put it to the side. And I'm like, but wait, my hands are going to get sticky. I got to leave that barrier. I have this thing between my pinky and my thumb, barely holding on. And I'm like, yep, whittling the skin off this, spitting into the bag. I look over at the car. Everybody's looking at me like I'm such a fucking irresponsible scumbag. They look like they want to fucking sideswipe me and kill me just to prevent anybody else from dying. And if I got in that accident, I didn't, obviously. If I got in that fucking accident, what were you doing? Yeah. Mangoes.
Mango.
Had to.
What caused this? What caused this accident? What caused this?
But they just opened it.
But Mango.
Exactly. Whoa! And, what the fuck?
And you're totally right about the stickiness there. You have to designate certain fingers that are not going to be sticky too, or certain areas. You gotta hold this thing like it's some bowling ball from hell, because you can't get, you know, maybe your thumb and your forefinger sticky. I used to kill like a bag of potato chips while steering with my pinky for about 6 miles, 6 or 7 miles. I would steer with my pinky so I could drive a stick so I could shift with one hand, steer with the pinky, and then hold the bag of chips with the hand that was also steering. So if I had to make a quick turn, that's chips all over my truck too.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you resign yourself to the fact that, like, okay, my right hand's going to be sticky hand. It's gonna be disgusting. I'm not gonna have to handle anything with it. So I'm face deep in this fucking mango. I'm at the point where I have to start peeling the other side now. And my fucking phone rings. what the fuck else can I do now? Okay, I'll answer it. Hold on. Now I'm not touching the wheel. I'm not even looking. I'm trying to lean. You do the lean. But I got it. Oh, it's in my front fucking pocket. Hold on. Okay, got the phone. All right. Hello? Hi, where are you? I'm just driving, eating a fucking mango.
What are you doing?
I'm driving, eating a fucking mango. What are you doing?
I'm defying death on an interstate highway. How about you?
I thought you liked danger, bitch.
Mango is my middle name.
Yeah, it's the fruitiest, gayest fruit ever. It's so tasty.
You know what? I'll be honest with you, as I have been in the past. I've never had a mango. I've never delved into a mango before.
Do this not behind the wheel, and I stress that I'm a professional at eating behind the wheel. Okay, I'm a professional.
I've never gone with the mango, not even behind the wheel. I've done an entire pizza though, hot, and I'm not talking about a cold pizza where everything is congealed. And it stays on. I'm talking about a piping hot pizza, and down back curvy little back roads of Massachusetts. And I am proud to say I lived and I spilled nothing. I spilled nothing, and then threw the fucking box out the window.
Just like took the box and fired it right out of the window. You're so proud of yourself.
I was disgusted and proud of myself.
I earned this one! Fuck you, nature!
That's nothing. Try fucking trying to drive to Florida and trying to find a jizz rag in your fucking car to clean your cum to try to keep you awake. God. That's fucking hard, dude.
Wait, you gotta explain that a little bit.
Well, yeah, right, don't just leave us hanging there.
This is what I was driving down to Florida. So my cousin was sleeping. He was sitting in the back seat. I know, this is fucking god-awful.
Oh,
and I hear him snoring, so it's like 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm tired out of my mind. I'm about to fall asleep. I'm like, what can I do to keep me awake? So I just unzipped the old zipper.
With your cousin in the back seat.
Circumcised penis.
Dude, that's and, fucking gay.
That's it. I just started jerking it. That's it. I started jerking it, and then I saw this little Burger King napkin with some mayonnaise and tomato in it. And blew my load in there.
Fucking made your own tartar sauce.
And then I threw that out the window.
Dude, I'm not a fan of the driving jack. I don't think I could ever bring myself to do it. Shawnee Murphy, who used to co-host the show and I guess wants to sometime, whatever, big advocate of that when you're sleepy. I sleep a lot. Never driven and jacked.
See, I can fall asleep jacking, like it's my job. I'll be in mid-jack and I'll just like fucking go to sleep. So I'm not going to do it while I'm tired. But I used to do the as you so succinctly put it, the driving jack. I did that almost on a regular basis for a while when I was a younger fellow.
It's so worked up. You gotta just fucking, I don't understand. Yeah. What are you, you're looking for gas receipts or something?
Yeah. Ooh.
Oh, it's mom's car. There's got to be a crumpled up tissue somewhere, right?
I used to... All right, let me finish this statement before you jump all over me. I used to work at a day camp.
Uh-huh.
And when I was probably about 19, 20, 21 or so, and I worked there for a while, and all the other counselors that worked there were these hot chicks. Like, nice. All, you know, again, 18, 19, 20, 21. It was hot as hell in the summer. They're wearing friggin' tank tops and short shorts all day around this shit. So I'd drive from one job to the other. And, you know, it was about a 20-minute drive from one job to the next one. I'd fucking pull one off in the car, no problem at all. I'd be fucking pent up all day from checking out these hot girls just friggin' sitting around in their soccer shorts and their friggin' tank
fucking
tops.
Umbros.
Umbros, yeah, because that's what was about the time. Those Umbros had a loose. They had a loose leg. They had a.
They did.
Yeah. If chicks in, I'm just reading Steve the Larfer. Yeah, chicks in Umbros. That was the way to go. If you were gonna get a fucking crotch shot, it was from a chick in a pair of Umbros. And as I'm telling you this story, right even before Steve said it, that's exactly what I was thinking of. There was this one chick. I used to do a music thing where we all sit around. I'd sing songs with the little kids. And while I was singing songs with the little kids, I'd be checking this girl's muff out from this other counselor who was sitting there, probably about 18 years old, just showing me everything. And by the end of the day, it had to be done. It had to be done.
She's wearing her Umbros and her co-ed naked t-shirt.
Yep. 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 Exactly.
Fucking awful trends.
It's fucking beautiful.
Oh, that is. Umbros are the best.
Yeah, I think those need to come back. Those big baggy soccer shorts.
Yeah, with no hope of hiding anything.
None at all.
The only way you can improve the Umbro is to make them clear.
Clear Umbros.
Clear Umbros would be fucking fantastic.
I think I've gotten more crotch shots from chicks from Umbros than any other garment. You know, any other, like, down the shirt shot, you know, crotch shot, anything, Umbros were the way to go.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, the dark side of the Umbro is that they made Umbros for dudes. That's the dark side. Bro, your balls are hanging out.
They're always, the European soccer fags, too. And sorry.
Sorry, mate. It's
all... it's hanging my brains.
My brains.
United.
It's my bits and pieces. My bits and pieces is hanging out me fucking Umbros.
What you looking at? You a poof? Are you a poof?
You a fucking twink, ain't you? Looking at me fucking pieces. Me bits and pieces hanging out me fucking Umbros. I don't do the voices.
We need Umbros back. We need Umbros back, but only for women.
Yeah, no guy Umbros, please. And clear. Consider the clear Umbro for women. Mm-hmm. Or consider maybe. That.
Mesh.
Just like the shit. Mesh Umbro. The shit they age a ham in. That fucking red netting Umbro.
That's cheesecloth, sir, I believe.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the shit that they sell in ShopRite, not, like, the actual fancy hams. I'm talking about that, like, that turkey netting that old people use as fucking hair nets.
Yeah, you could find a nice chunk of suet in one of those.
No, you know what? I want Umbros made out of Spanish hair nets. That's what I want. You don't even know they're there part of the time.
Hey!
Yeah.
Hey, Holmes, check out my Umbros, man.
It's like I got two air nets.
Football. I got a hair net for up top, and I heard that down below.
Bro, you got to just keep doing that voice.
One's are for my big hairs, and one for my little hairs, man. Make sure they don't get in your fucking hamburger.
I use one for backline. What am I doing the Borat voice? Hey, I use one for the backline at the Taco Bell and one for the party time at the soccer clubs.
Oh, yeah.
This was about the era of the Umbro.
Yeah, it absolutely was.
Umbro. Umbro. I'll just let that one.
Umbro.
Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro. Umbro
no sé quién ha mentido.
Colgate, sí, Robogrip, Bob, Vila.
Bro.
Fucking guy's awful. Gerardo!
Gerardo! My first ever crotch shot, I think, junior high. I was in junior high. The chick was wearing red Umbros. So I remember it like it was yesterday.
Wow.
Yep. Betsy Smallman.
Whoa. We may want to protect the identity of the crotch
She's
shot.
She's married now. She's got a whole new name. And
Well, to the guy that married Betsy Smallman, Whack Flash saw your wife's cunt.
Yes, I did.
Oh, whatever.
Sorry, it's the rum starting to kick in.
It's okay, sir. It's okay. Why don't we wait? I want to hear some irresponsible yet impressive feats. Have you guys ever done anything that was really, really poorly thought out, but in the long run was impressive?
I went skiing drunk off my ass this weekend.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. I had no intention of getting drunk while skiing, but all my friends showed up with beer, so we were drinking beers and doing shots on the chairlift, and then by the time we finally get down the slope, we were just fucking rubber.
Jesus,
it was great.
You fucking people in Massachusetts drinking and skiing. Fucking eight Kennedys die that way, but we're still going to go. Let's have our fucking nine shots and then go for the black diamond.
Well, it does it. You get your confidence right up there. We were doing double black diamonds by the end of the day, and none of us are really great skiers, so we were just laying all over the trails. It looked like just bodies everywhere.
Oh,
but it was less impressive, but more irresponsible.
No, definitely more irresponsible. Somewhat impressive, I got to say. I'm kind of impressed by the drunk skiers. But Dom, what about you? You do anything really irresponsible, but, you know, all in all, it's impressive.
No.
Just, Mr. Right. Play It Safe, play your fucking beach music and just call it a day, huh?
Is that trying to find your fucking Anna Nicole funeral fucking footage on YouTube.
Well, we'll get into that in a little bit. I mean, we have a special. I mean, this was going to be a surprise, but we have a special Hollywood news guy that's we're going to try out on the show today. We'll see if he's a fit for the show.
Is he an insider? Is he an insider?
He seems to be.
Seems to know things.
But nothing, Dom?
Not at all. Not me.
Just, just, you go and you just fucking play these tunes.
That's it, dude. That's what I do.
That I ain't done nothing impressive but irresponsible.
Baby.
Yeah, baby. All right, why don't we take a quick break here? Dom, why don't you get a drink? Everybody get a drink. Oh, I'm sorry, Dom. Have some water and,
you know what? Get crazy. Get some fucking distilled water.
Wow. Crazy.
I know.
Crazy.
Jesus.
Throw some vinegar in a cucumber. You might get a pickle. It's amazing. Slow down. All right, this is the DJ New Style Show with Whack Flash and Monocode on There Is No Radio. And I missed the cue because I'm a fucking hack piece of shit.
Oh, do it again. Do it again.
Hey, you're listening to the DJ New Style Show. Time for a quick break, but we'll be right back. Cunt.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
Listen up, son. This big daddy crack's right here. When I ain't stacking my loot from head to boot, or tricking my hoes from head to toe, or volunteering at the free clinic, I gathers all my bitches around me, and we's listening to the DJ New Style Show. DJ New Style. Seeing more ass in the back seat of my cousin Cadillac. Choke on it.
Let's let our love unfurl. You know you want me, baby. You know I want you too. They call me Superman. I'm here to rescue you. I wanna save you, girl. Come be in Shady's world.
Oh boy, you drive me crazy.
Bitch, you make
they
me
call
girl.
Me Superman. Deep tall hoes in a single bound. I'm single now. Got no ring on his finger now. I never let another chick bring me down in a relationship. Save it, bitch. Babysit. You make me sick. Superman ain't saving shit. Girl, you can jump on Shady's dick. Straight from the hip, cut to the chase. I tell a motherfucking slut to her face. Play no games, say no names. Ever since I broke up with what's her face, I'm a different man. Kiss my ass, kiss my lips. Bitch, why ask? Kiss my dick, get my cash. I'd rather have you whip my ass. Don't put out, I'll put you out. Won't get out, I'll push you out. Puss blew out, popping shit. Wouldn't piss on fire to put you out. Am I too nice? Buy you ice. Bitch, if you died, wouldn't buy you life. Would you try to be my new wife? What, you Mariah? Fly through twice. But I do know one thing, no. Bitches, they come, they go. Saturday through Sunday, Monday. Monday through Sunday, yo. Maybe I'll love you one day. Maybe we'll someday grow. Till then, just sit your drunk ass on that fucking runway, ho.
I can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman. I can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman. Your Superman. Your Superman. Don't get me wrong. I love these hoes. It's no secret. Everybody knows. Yeah, we fuck. So what? That's about as far as your buddy goes. We'll be friends. I call you again. I chase you around every bar you attend. Never know what kind of car I'll be in. We'll see how much you'll be partying in. You don't want that, neither do I. I don't wanna flip when I see you with guys. Too much pride between you and I. Not a jealous man, but females lie. But I guess that's just what sluts do. How could it ever be just us two? I never loved you enough to trust you. We just met and I just fucked you.
But I do know one thing, no. Bitches, they come, they go. Saturday through Sunday, Monday. Monday through Sunday, yo. Maybe I'll love you one day. Maybe we'll someday grow. Till then, just sit your drunk ass on that fucking runway, ho.
I know you want me, baby. I think I want you too.
I think I love you, baby.
I think I love you too. I'm here to save you, girl. Come be your shady's world. I wanna grow together. Let's let our love unfurl. You know you want me, baby. You know I want you too. They call me Superman. I'm here to rescue you. I wanna save you, girl. Come be your shady's world.
Oh boy, you drive me crazy.
Bitch, you make me Earl.
First thing you say,
I'm not fazed. I hang around big stars all day. I don't see what the big deal is anyway. You're just plain old Marshall to me.
Ooh yeah, girl, run that game.
Haley Jade, I love that name. Love that tattoo, what's that say? Rotten pieces, that's great.
First off, you don't know Marshall at all, so don't grow partial. That's ammo for my arsenal. I slap you off that bar stool. There goes another lawsuit. Leave handprints all across you. Good loaded, loaded, you must be going off that water bottle. You want what you can't have. Ooh, girl, that's too damn bad. Don't touch what you can't grab. End up with two back hands. Put anthrax on a Tampax and slap you till you can't stand. Girl, you just blew your chance. Don't mean to ruin your plans. But I do know one thing, no. Bitches, they come, they go. Saturday through Sunday, Monday. Monday through Sunday, yo. Maybe I'll love you one day. Maybe we'll someday grow. Till then, just sit your drunk ass on that fucking runway, ho.
I know you want me, baby. I think I want you too.
I think I love you, baby.
I think I love you too. I'm here to save you, girl. Come be your shady's world. I wanna grow together. Let's let our love unfurl. You know you want me, baby. You know I want you too. They call me Superman. I'm here to rescue you. I wanna save you, girl. Come be your shady's world.
Oh boy, you drive me crazy.
Bitch, you make me Earl.
I can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman, can't be your Superman. I can't be your Superman, can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman, your Superman, your Superman. I can't be your Superman, can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman, can't be your Superman. I can't be your Superman, can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman, your Superman, your Superman.
Every day, someone learns something on the DJ News Style Show.
Hi, I'm Doug the Bugs on the DJ. You can learn a lot from listening to the DJ News Style Show. I learned 20 new curse words from just one show. Thank you, DJ News Style, for corrupting the youth of the day.
Because we don't want to pay no money if we hear the same old sound. Watch you will.
Nothing. I clap, nothing won't die. Can't kill nothing, people. Clap, nothing won't die. Can't get ahead, no matter how much I try. Can't work 5 minutes late, and my boss said I was fine. Yeah, I can't work 5 minutes late, and my boss said I was fine. Made me so doggone mad, bawling tears fell from my eyes. Don't find me a job, I have to live in the street. If I don't find a job, I have to live in the street. have to live like a beggar, begging for everything I eat. Nothing. I cloud nothing, won't I? Can't kill nothing, people. Nothing, won't I? Can't get ahead, no matter how much I try.
Hello, I'm the Arlovsky, and you're listening to the DJ.
The DJ New Style Show.
Yeah, welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. That's right. Tuesday night programming. There is no radio.com. Tonight we've got Whack Flash and Monocode on. Yeah, what's going on, fellas? Did you have a nice shit and a piss, perhaps?
I took a long piss.
I had one of my microwave hot dogs.
You did? Okay, now, let's let the record show. We know the time it takes for popcorn and the melon you're about to fuck. How long do you microwave? What's your fucking secret to make it not look disgusting and awful?
Well, I hate to be the guy who repeats himself, but I have to go with the lucky number 7. You do 1 minute between 50 seconds and 1 minute on 7. Nice. 7 is a perfect setting on a microwave. I don't know why they just don't bring all microwaves down to 7.
I don't know how old your microwave is, but I don't have settings like that. 7.
You don't have 7?
No.
It's like...
No.
All right, I'm going to go have another hot dog. See
you. No, wait. You prick fuck. If I never had if I had the setting, I've never used it.
Bye-bye.
You actually did. You're going to get a hot dog, for real. Holy shit. Dom, are you still there?
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on? I guess he's got something that he's got to do here. Whatever.
I'm here. I'm just wondering what the hell. Rage is still playing.
Oh, Jesus H. Christ.
Dude, you have like all these promos going. We'll be right back. I'm like, all right. Sure.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was like, DJ New Style Show will be right back. That's why I'm like, all right, I'm going to go get another hot dog.
Okay, bye.
See ya. That made no sense to you, but the Dom and I...
Holy shit, I'm asking, are you fucking with me? Because I'm asking you your magical secret of how to microwave a fucking hot dog.
Like, I'm not going to leave. Right? Well, I might, actually, a little later, just to get a hot
Holy
dog.
Holy shit, New Style almost cried. He saw that. Where are you going?
No,
back!
Where are you? I just wanted to... I just came back from a break.
Convenience store hot dogs versus...
All of you.
What?
I try to take care of you two fucks so that I don't deafen you during the breaks. I watch your levels and shit. I left your level up, and I lowered the level going out on the feed. So, yeah, you know what? I fucked up. I apologize.
It's all good.
That's okay. That's all right.
Hey, whatever. Whatever.
You saved me from getting another microwave hot dog.
Man. Whatever about with the hot dogs. How about we start talking about some...
Yeah,
celebrity shit. Let's go over to Hollywood a little bit.
Celebrity shit. I would like to see Robert Downey Jr.'s
celebrity shit. Yeah, it's actually just an empty pill bottle and a used condom with a brown stain on it. That's Robert Downey Jr.'s shit.
Yeah, I'm thinking Robert Downey Jr. would make some pretty impressive baby snakes.
All right. Well, we got our buddy from Hollywood, Joe Hollywood, to do the celebrity news. Joe, you are on the air.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah,
hey, Joe.
Joe Hollywood. You're new to the show.
How's it going?
Yeah. Okay, what is going on over there in Tinseltown there, Joe?
Plenty of stuff. Plenty of stuff in Hollywood. Oh, my God. Image Awards. Image Awards, very big. Very big.
The Image Awards, you're saying?
Image Awards are huge out here. No one understands. No one understands the scope and capacity of the Image Awards.
What are the Image Awards, for those who don't know?
It's I'd say the Oscars for the urban crowd.
As opposed to the urban crowd.
Yeah, you mean...
What do you really mean, Joe Hollywood?
Do you mean blacks and Negroes? I like how he said it really
they
mean.
They might be interested in the show, too. Who knows?
The previously owned.
The certified pre-owned people of the country.
Big. It's big. It's huge. Yeah, previously owned. We deal with previously owned, new, anything. 2006, 2007, I don't think they really care. Whatever's still big and hot.
So what happened at these Image Awards?
I think who's the cleaner-upper? Danny Glover.
Oh, he's black.
Yeah, Danny Glover. Apparently, I don't think he's ever won an Oscar. He may have been nominated, but he every year cleans up at these Image Awards.
Yeah. I bet Chris Daughtry didn't win anything.
Chris Daughtry, yeah. No, I bet you he didn't, actually.
Bruce Willis didn't win anything.
Walk for this one.
What?
Omar Epps, he had to take a walk for this Image Awards. He wasn't going to be there. He was hanging out with, you know.
Yeah, Wesley Snipes co-wins every award at the Image Awards. Wait, who's under attack by Nazis? Are there Nazi warplanes flying over Hollywood there, Joe?
There's some fucking biplanes out there, some Red Baron shit.
Hollywood.
ACW 52.
Joe Hollywood, where are you broadcasting from?
Oh, right down here, Hollywood and Vine. We're actually two blocks south of Hollywood and Vine. It's great out here. Weather is so nice.
It's amazing.
Yeah, under fire from the fucking Third Reich.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So Danny Glover won something, you're saying?
Yeah, Danny Glover, I think, is, one to stay for the ages.
Getting too old for this shit, Riggs.
No, he's not. No, I don't think so.
I'm getting too old for them award shows, Riggs.
Danny, I don't think so.
Was he in anything this year?
I'm not getting too old for starring in shit like Dreamgirls, Riggs.
Oh, that's right. He was in. I even saw that fucking movie.
You actually saw Dreamgirls?
I saw Dreamgirls, and
getting
I was
too old to be watching my own movie, Riggs.
I sat there as my dumb friend said, "So they're like real?" That was the night. That was awesome. Yeah, yeah.
Don't forget about Dumbo Drop. That was one that was overlooked by many.
Dumbo Drop, true. Yeah.
Yeah, Danny, we're getting a little too old for this. Why wasn't I nominated for Dumbo Drop? Why don't you go ahead and win a couple more Image Awards? Image Awards. That's the last refuge for black people don't get Oscars. But now that black people are winning Oscars left and right, should they disband the Image Awards?
I don't know.
I'm kind of worried.
It's not like one black actor would actually run a monopoly on Image Awards.
Excuse me, I like to call them blackters.
Blackters. Oh, black actors. No, black actors with a fist in the air.
Blackters.
Joe Hollywood, would that fly out there in Tinseltown calling them blackters?
Definitely.
Blacktresses.
People would go for it. Just pitch it right. It's all about pitching it right.
You got... What's going on with the Nazi planes? Point your mic away, your microphone away from the street.
And your microwave. Put it on seven first.
Put your microwave on seven. Put the melon in for 37 seconds.
I don't know, my microwave has high, medium, and low. That doesn't have, like, seven. Does it go to 10? Or is seven the tops?
Well, seven is the peak there, Joseph. So what else do you got going on about the Image Awards?
It's just Joe. The Image Awards, it's...
Oh, Joe? I'm sorry. Whoa. Didn't mean to insult you there, Joe Hollywood.
Awards are big. I'm just saying.
We could make some deals happen. I might have to shoot you some numbers.
Well, I was thinking about branching out and having, you know, there's other things. There's like, you know, the Maze Awards, and then you could have, you know, the Mexican actors and whatever else. You know, there's plenty of award ceremonies. There's tons and tons and tons. There's so many different niches.
So I heard that... I'd
love to see you in like a Joe Rogan fight and then have like, you know, like the White versus Beaners Awards.
Joe, that's excellent. I heard that Jennifer Hudson, fat American Idol reject and current Oscar winner, gave a little speech at the Image Awards. She said something like, "Never, ever, ever give up. And don't let nobody tell you that you can't do something." She credited her mother with her nurturing talents.
I'm not sure I can recite it word for word back to you, but yeah, it was great. Just like you just portrayed. It was amazing and awesome. Just insane.
All right. We're going to take some, I want to take some calls here. It's 316-768-4472. Joe Hollywood is in the know about Tinseltown and all these celebrities. If you have a question for Joe Hollywood, why don't you feel free to call up and ask him anything. Feel free. Go ahead, and it's 316-768-4472. You up for fielding a few phone calls there, Joe Hollywood?
Yeah, whatever. Who wants to know what?
Can I call you Joe?
Joe is good. Joe is perfect.
I don't have to call you Joe Hollywood.
No, you can drop the Hollywood, because we all know Hollywood is just, you know, just a place. I'm just Joe, and everybody.
I did want to ask Joe Hollywood about the whole Anna Nicole debacle.
Debacle? What happened? She had a pink funeral, and it was beautiful. Pink is the new Anna Nicole deathbed.
I heard a few things about Anna Nicole too. Apparently, it was a very tearful ceremony for some.
Yeah, I heard actually like a couple of people actually realized at one point that someone was dead. And, like, people actually started getting upset.
Yeah.
And, like, that kind of hurts people, you know? People don't really realize that half of the time.
At the,
or even, like, three quarters of the time.
I heard that at the wake, Howard K. Stern decided to lay a kiss on Anna Nicole's head.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to die from that.
Wasn't she visibly decaying about a couple weeks before this funeral?
She was in the Bahamas, and then they moved her somewhere, and then they moved her back, and they kept her in a fridge. I mean, come on! If that
she
was a
must
snake,
have
what
looked,
would it look
like?
Like,
she must have looked like Bootstrap Bill
Anna
Turner
Nicole.
From fucking Pirates of the Caribbean.
I bet she was probably like kissing a jack o' lantern on election day.
Again, barnacles on her face,
just hollow. Just they put enough patchwork over her face to hide the bones. And the teeth.
Oh, just
the moonlight shows
line,
us what we really are.
Line that skull with muslin and paper mache.
Barnacles.
What's going to happen when, like, you know, the advanced civilization comes and then they dig her up and they're like, oh, what the hell?
Yeah, just see a couple of tits and a rotted cunt.
And to her defense, that wasn't just the rigor mortis. That cunt's probably been rotted for about 10 years now.
Yeah, ever since she got that fucking that undead cock in her when she first married that fucking corpse.
He just started spreading his undeadness to her. It's contagious. Fucking oil money and undead herpes.
Undead. Oh my god. Jesus Christ. So she's finally in the ground and at peace, right, Joe Hollywood?
Yep. Well, it was, you know, emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially for the mother.
Do you realize that? Do you realize you won't see a reality show with Anna Nicole ever again, unless it's a repeat of what she already did?
Well, I kind of liked her show.
You really did?
I did. I watched that show.
I watched
it once. Yeah, it was pretty okay.
When she was hugely fat, it was entertaining.
Yeah, it absolutely was. Our little dykey assistant, too, that would have done anything to crawl up inside of Anna Nicole's cunt and just live there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who would.
So we've got... we've got Hollywood Joe on the DJ Newstyle Show. He's here to tell us all about Tinseltown and various celebrity news and all that. But one of the top stories that we've got going on, Hollywood Joe, would be, or Joe Hollywood, whatever.
Either or.
You were calling Joe out his name like he was on a roster.
Yeah, sorry about that.
You got Joe Hollywood and then Hollywood Joe.
Yeah,
Hollywood, comma Joe.
Comma Joe. Double there zero, the equipment manager.
It could be between Holly and Wood, though.
All right, Joe. Joe, what's going on with Britney Spears?
Britney Spears. Shaves her head. I can't talk like Mari Povich, or my whole entire voice will go out the window.
No, we don't want that to happen, Joe Hollywood.
Hollywood Joe.
Britney Spears is definitely going on again, off again, all over the place, and jumping up and down, and doesn't know what she's doing, and then she shaved her head and thought she was going to Iraq.
I didn't hear about that, really.
Just still down. I don't know. I think she thought she was going real far away, but I think she went to, like, Santa Barbara, where there was, you know, some beaches that were pretty long, and she was looking down. She, you know, I don't know what she did. So I got a tattoo.
So is that the word on Britney Spears?
That's about the end of it.
Yeah, well, you know what? I heard something else there. Joe Hollywood, or Hollywood, comma Joe.
Well, she went into rehab, and now she's out. Now she wants to go back with the Mr. K-Fed.
But the thing is, though, hold on. Hold the phone there, Joe Hollywood.
Wait, is there another revelation?
Yes, Britney Spears has allegedly tried to kill herself while in rehab.
When was this? Was this today? Lord.
This coming in from
I was flying back from.
Hey, cool it, Columbia. Joe Hollywood. I haven't played the clicky clicky whirl sound yet.
Go for it.
Okay, go ahead.
I was going to say this must be during the flight back from. I went to British Columbia, Canada. Canada got rated number one today. Number one in worldwide satisfaction in the country. People like Canadians the best. In case you didn't know, they like Canadians the best.
Hold on there, Joe Hollywood. We have some
a little bit better than Canada.
Joe. Wait a minute. We've got some feedback coming in from James Gum. I know you're new to the show, but he sends a lot of feedback in. He says, "Has Hollywood Joe, or I'm sorry, Joe Hollywood, ever yelled to damage?
What?
I think he's making some kind of insinuation.
What does that mean?
He might think you're somebody else, I think. What do you have to say to him there?
I haven't.
Wait, hold on.
Oh.
Go ahead.
I could have been doing a reading, maybe, if someone like slipped that into a reading.
A script, just to, perhaps? Like,
pull it up now.
A reading?
You know, what?
I didn't know you were reading palms in Hollywood.
Oh, there might have been a call or something around here, and so it slipped it in, and then they record it, and then they're like, ooh.
Yeah, I guess he thought you were Mike Nice or somebody else like that. But anyway, Britney Spears is going through such a horrible experience at the Promises Rehab Center in Malibu that...
Promises.
That... promises. that she's claimed that she's the Antichrist. She's written 666 on her fucking bald head and has tried to strangle herself, hanging herself from the fucking ceiling.
There is a God.
Yeah, so let's take a little inventory here, okay? Let's take a quick inventory. Britney Spears knocked up twice. She's had millions taken from her legally. She's now grossly unfuckable, and she's also insane and suicidal. K-Fed is the fucking man, as far as I'm concerned.
Man of the year. Man of the year. Smartest man in history, right there.
But he still cares.
Everyone thought that he was a lowlife, a nothing, smartest man ever.
Absolutely.
And look at it. He's coming out of this looking like he is daddy of the year, too.
He's man
of the year and daddy of the year.
Look at that.
Absolutely. He is. He's got a headline of his own. He's trying to look a little bit more responsible, not trying to look like the douche of days of yore. That he was.
The douche of yore!
Cling, clang!
Lady.
Why does Justin Timberlake get no props for fucking her when she was 16?
Presenting
the douche of your Sir Kevin of Federline.
We have come to take your Brittany away.
Exactly.
Yes, yeah, for your babies.
It's kind of sad when America's joke, Kevin Federline, you know, he had a Super Bowl commercial, whatever. He was pretty much a joke. And it's sad that
now
he's looking...
Now he's on thick.
Yeah, he's looking more respectable than the girl America wanted to fuck in 2001. It's pretty sad.
Yeah. And I am part of America, and I wanted to fuck her in 2001. Who didn't? Who didn't?
I can't answer that. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I
think well, we gotta give props to Timberlake, though, no? For fucking her at 16 and then just dumping her.
Oh, hey, Dom.
Hi.
How are you, Dom?
Hi, I'm here.
I don't care. Yeah, I almost confused you for a poorly thought-out character. But let's think of it this way, Dom. Timberlake didn't fuck her when she was 16.
Bullshit.
She wasn't 16 when he bent. You think he was twisting that out?
He was definitely hitting that shit at 16.
Justin Timberlake?
He's Justin forever. Timberlake.
Well, let's ask an expert. Joe Hollywood, you have the inside scoop. Was Justin Timberlake twisting that shit out when she was 16?
Yes.
There you go. You heard it here first on the DJ New Style Show.
New Style, add that to the Hall of Records. We get 420 for popcorn, 5 seconds on 7, and Timberlake hitting that Spears shit at 16.
That's 16 years on 7 for a pop princess. But you gotta keep our microwave recipe book going here.
That's right, that's right.
So, Dom, you give all the credit to Timberlake. You don't think she's ever
Timberlake been... paved the way for K-Fed. It's just the way it is.
Some paving.
Yeah. But then he went on to, like, start... He was banging all kinds of broads after that. She was like the gateway bang.
Exactly.
You bang a Britney Spears and you're banging a 50-year-old Cameron Diaz with disgusting acne. And then the next thing you know, you're banging something else. Who's he banging now? I don't know. Wasn't it like big news? Wait, you know what? I'm not exactly sure. I don't think you guys are either.
God,
why don't we go ahead and ask an expert.
Give it to
him. Joe Hollywood. Who exactly is Justin Timberlake banging these days?
Justin Timberlake is banging an unknown male individual.
Oh, no. I'm not
No,
even...
you heard it first. You heard it first. An unknown male individual. Well, I've heard the press say that that he's tapping on fucking Scarlett Johansson.
That's really? See, I heard something
Scarlett
different.
Scarlett Johansson is currently in Germany, and she's actually undertaking sword and shield training or something like that.
You heard it here first on the DJ New Style Show.
She's gone back to her roots.
Apparently,
I think that's what she said. She went back to her roots.
She's going
to
be on the show and then...
She's in Norway, I believe.
She's going to be on the show and then banned because Scarlett Johansson has taken up LARPing.
Two damage. Sexy's back. I'm bringing sexy back with 2 damage.
Oh God! So the box office, Joe Hollywood. That's got to be a big thing that you watch on a weekend to weekend basis. What's the number one movie? It's apparently Wild Hogs with
beat out Ghost Rider comic book movie.
Yeah, it did. But
glad to see the comic book movies go down.
I like that Travolta wears a dress in some fucking play. Kisses a man, has all these allegations of being gay, and then willingly stars in a movie called Wild Hogs.
Scientologists just don't care.
I'm doing this movie.
I think that's your new motto, is who gives a shit.
Hey, Joe Hollywood, when Wack Flash is doing an impression, tone it down a little bit. Just let him get the impression out, Joe Hollywood. It's
By
cool.
the way, strippers on ABC.
Wait, strippers are on ABC?
Oh, yeah, shit.
Yeah, that's good. There goes Dom. He's going to come back when we start discussing the or questioning the sexuality of another celebrity.
Dom's off looking for a Burger King napkin.
Yeah. Yeah, he needs a mayo-stained Burger King napkin and a sleeping cousin to get off.
I need... Get me in my Honda.
Dude, bro, fucking joking. You were sleeping. I'm sorry.
Don't use that napkin, huh?
I had to use your fucking scarf.
That's an old napkin, eh?
Joe Hollywood, you are a crazy guy. What do you know about Hollywood, though? What's some of the latest news coming out of Hollywood?
Puff Daddy, P. Diddy. He's gonna be up on the jury stand, or maybe doing some kind of legal work soon.
For what?
For punching someone, or he attacked a partying couple. The couple was partying. They're partying.
He what?
And he attacked them.
I just love the mental image of fucking Puff Daddy attacking a couple that's having a good time. I actually have a...
partying shit up out of here. He just starts swinging. His glasses might fall off. It might fall off with his little puffy hand starts swinging.
Yeah, dude, there is a definite gully gangsta side to Diddy. That we are not aware of. Because here's a clip of him just ranting about skincare products and a few celebutants.
Skincare products.
Yes.
Y'all know damn well that Lindsay Lohan and Jessica Simpson was not using no Proactiv. So Diddy wore Proactiv. Now, y'all into skincare products. Now y'all think it's official. Well, ha, I got a secret. I was up on Proactiv for 7 years. That's why I got the silky smooth cocoa butter skin. So Lindsay, Jessica, you're late. You should have followed my pretty ass from the beginning. But now you're late.
So that's Diddy yelling about some fucking skincare products. Just the gullier side of Diddy, whatever the fuck his name is, I don't care.
Yeah, we've been exposed to the nice, hosting Regis and Kath, or Regis and Kelly Diddy for a while, but he's got some gangster to him that, he's been hiding down for a while.
Lindsay Lohan, Jessica Simpson, ain't using no Proactiv.
There's no...
My God, he sounds like Quincy Jones did an induction to like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame about 10 years ago, and just fucking crocked off his ass, and he sounds just like that. I know no one's heard it, but he was talking about like fucking Ahmet Erdogan shit like that, and just inco fucking herent.
Oh man, so Hollywood Joe,
yo,
what do you think of a drunk Quincy Jones?
Positive for the industry, negative for himself.
Yes. You heard it first. With that, we're gonna say goodbye to Hollywood Joe, or I'm sorry, Joe Hollywood. Joe Hollywood,
yeah, it's getting about time to commute.
Okay, well, keep your ear to the Hollywood tracks and let us know the DJ New Style Show.
Hollywood.
Anything you want to sign off with?
Yeah, don't really listen to Hard Copy anymore. It's no good.
All right, that's Hollywood Joe. Bravo, Joe Hollywood. It's tough to do a first appearance.
Bene, bene, molto bene.
It's tough. Very tough. James Gum says, and when you keep your ear to those tracks, stay on them when you hear the train coming.
Ooh. Does anybody feel like they need to get up and stretch for a moment?
A little bit, don't I? Yeah. I so, are you saying you want to take a little break? Is that what it is?
I can do a break right now. How about you?
Yeah, you already heard about half the other breaks.
So. Yeah, really.
Anyway, here's enjoy some music as we break on the DJ New Style Show. You know what? I'm going to let Dom take us out with your fucking Genzo greasy wop style.
This is the Kenny from the ghetto down in the DJ New Style basement. And we're gonna go eat some pasta fazool and finger the bacala, you motherfuckers.
See ya. The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
The DJ New Style Show.
Yeah. Clear enough for you?
All right.
Yeah. My niggas look mad. All right. Y'all supposed to be happy on the street. Y'all niggas look like y'all wanted me to stay in jail. Oh, busters.
Picture me rolling in my 500 Benz. I got no love for these niggas. There's no need to be friends. They got me under surveillance. I swear somebody can tell it. No, there's no being sold. But I ain't the one telling. Don't wanna be another number. I got a proper gang of weed to keep you going under. The federalists wanna see me dead. Niggas put prices on my head. Now I got two rock bottles by my bed. I feed them lead. Now I'm released. How will I live? Will God forgive me for all the dirt a nigga did? To feed kids. One life to live. It's so hard to be positive when niggas shooting at your crib. Mama, I'm still thugging. The world is a war zone. My homies is inmates, and most of them dead grown. Full grown, finally your man. For scheming on ways to put some weed inside the palms of my empty hands. Just picture me rolling, tossing the beans on rings that isn't stolen. My dreams are sensing, my hopes are gone. I'm like a bean that finally sees all the dope is gone. My nerves are wrecked, heart beating, and my head's swollen. Thinking of the G's I'll be holding. Picture me rolling.
Easy now. Move to the side a little bit so you can get a clear picture. Can you see it?
Picture me rolling.
Yeah, nigga. Hey, but peep how my nigga Sock do. Guess who's back?
I got keys coming from overseas. Cost a nigga 200 G's. I'm a street commando, Nino, for example. This lavish lifestyle is hard to handle. So I got the flaws cause I'm more like a boss player. Thug, bred to be a woman layer. So many player haters imitate a steady swinging. Make me wanna start back banging. So I'm caught up in the game. Dress code change. Packing 40 glass to tame or rearrange. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sitting on remake, running back Lexus and Chevys on the roam. 96 big body sitting on chrome. As we head up out the zone, stone facing his own. You can admire, but don't look too long. I'm living a dream of triple beans and my pockets bulging. It's hard to imagine. Picture me rolling.
Fuck up in it. Formulate a caper. Cause a nigga straight suffering from like I haven't paid for. My bitch finna have a bad receipt, so I need to hit the lick drastically. I see some bowling ass niggas and they slipping in my spot. And I'm digging the block, so I'm chicken in the pot.
We caught him sleeping, he didn't keep you niggas creeping. It's how we do it every weekend. I dump the mat. Tell me, count the proper CTO, you got the wrong spot. Nigga, time to clock it. I get the liquor, and you can get the females. But screw shit that we inflict and get the street sales.
Move smooth as a motherfucker, me and my nine. I'm cool as a motherfucker, I'ma get mine. Now we're satisfied. Got the pockets on spooling, boss hog in this pocket. In this pocket, picture us a rebel.
Y'all ready for me? Picture me rolling roll call. You know some motherfuckers out there I just could not forget about. I wanna make sure they can see me. Number one on my list, Clinton Correctional Facilities. All you bitch ass CEOs, can you niggas see me from there? Ballin' on y'all punk ass.
I'm turning on my own.
Picture me rolling, baby. Yeah. All the niggas up in them cell blocks. I told y'all niggas when I come home or something. That's right, nigga.
I'm pissed off a
picture
little bit.
Oh,
I'm turning on my own nigga.
The DA. Yeah, that bitch had a lot to talk about before. Can the hoe see me from here? Can you see me, hoe? Picture me rolling.
Take it to the left.
No, you punk police. Can you see me? Am I clear to you? Picture me rolling, nigga. Legit. Free like OJ all day. Can't stop it. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Pain, Sai, Mogo, Mobrain. Sad dog, sorry. Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me rolling?
y'all ready for me? We about this bitch. Anytime y'all wanna see me again, rewind this track right here, close your eyes, and picture me rolling.
And we're back with the DJ New Style Show. Wow.
It's fucking stupid.
Fucking stupid every Tuesday night, 8 to 11 on thereisnoradio.com. We've got Whack Flash and Monocode hanging out, checking shit out. What's going on, everybody? You're not just going to run off, right? Because I think I have the audio correct, you fucks.
I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, then I'll be right back.
I'm here. Yeah.
Yeah. What's going on, guys? What's going on? You had a nice break. Listened to some Nigras.
I did. I had another hot dog while listening to some rap. Some
I just
rap
don't get
music.
It. I don't get you. Yeah. A fucking a nice hot dog. And do you have any Welch's grape? Microwaved hot dog and some Welch's grape.
I put a little spicy Thai sauce on it. It's Thai chili sauce
Don't
on that.
Don't try to make it like into some kind of fusion, some ghetto fusion cuisine.
Yeah, it's right. I get a ballpark frank because they plump when you cook them.
Yeah.
And I get the spicy Thai chili. I put it on the bun with some mozzarella cheese. I roll it all around. Yeah. I got to feel that shit going down. Nom, nom, nom,
now,
nom, nom.
Nigga, don't forget the Smuckers, nigga. I ain't eating no hot dog with no Smuckers.
Yeah. Conquer grape. Conquer grape.
Conquer that grape, nigga. It's the ultimate feast up for the land-loving ass niggas.
Yeah, get yourself a little onion and some mayonnaise and relish. Put it all together, make yourself some tartar sauce.
Say word, Nelgo. Say word.
Word, tartar sauce.
Yo, man,
sauce.
You like 8 scrumps away from describing my motherfucking dreams, Nelgo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Holy shit, that's just... You ever, oh, no, I don't want to fucking derail this. I already did.
No,
shit.
Go ahead, sorry. Go ahead.
I took a little nap this afternoon. Look at me. I took a nap this afternoon. I'm eating hot dogs tonight. I'm going to be a fat fuck before you even know it.
Oh, I woke up a few steps, had to take a nap.
Oh, boy. Oh. And I had a dream that I was in a seafood restaurant, and they closed the place down while my buddies and I were still waiting for our order. So we went into the cash register after the place had closed. And fucking got all our money back, and the next day we got arrested. That was my dream this afternoon.
Ugh, you know what that means, right, dude?
You don't fucking care.
Here comes some fucking Ginzo superstition bullshit.
Guinea.
Yeah. I'm serious, you're gonna die.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Whack Flash and Superstitious Guinea Monocode. Who's this?
What they call me, the Alabama Black Snake, yeah.
Excuse me?
The one of these old truck drivers, they gave me the cell phone number to call there.
Okay.
I just call it right now.
Okay. So are you doing a character? Because if you are, it's absolutely fucking abysmal. I'm kidding, sir. What do you have to...
It must sound a lot better on the fucking CBS radio, man, because I'll send you a fucking tape, dude.
Wait, what are you doing? Who is this?
No, fucking black redneck truck driver, man. I have Becco on the CB, though, but it sounds a lot better on the CB.
Oh, no, this is that motherfucker.
Wait, I like how James Gum instantly disavows any credit that may be placed on him for this call. So this is Nice Guy 911?
Yes, this is Nice Guy. What an annoying motherfucker. You are the unfunniest piece of shit I have ever heard in my life.
Why do you say
you're fucking,
this?
Shut up, stupid. Your
shut
fucking
up,
imitations are horrible.
You're like, your radio.
Oh, shut up, you jerk off. Your mother sucks cocks and urinals, you fuckface.
Get your toes. Hey, get your
shut up. Oh, you despicable truck driver. Deliver my fucking fruit, you bitch. Deliver my fucking fruit and produce, you fucking uneducated piece of shit.
Man, I got fucking 3 years of college.
You ain't that.
Wait, hold on. Wait, hold on. Wait, be quiet, guys. Be quiet. Did you just get called stupid and try to disprove that by saying I had 3 years of college?
I can't really hear you, dude. Hey,
yeah, 3 years in college cleaning fucking urinals and fucking desks, you fucking asshole.
Look at my fucking house, bitch. Look at my fucking house. Look at my fucking truck. Look how much.
Yeah, what house? You live in a fucking cabin, you stupid fuck. Look at you. You drive in your truck, you dumb asshole. That. Shut up, stupid.
All right.
Here, look, yeah, when you tell you fucking East Coast faggot.
Lick cum, you fucking nigger.
All right, we got somebody else on the line. If he's just going to fucking yell the whole time, we can't hear any funniness coming out of Dom because he's fucking yelling like a cocksucker. 316-768-4472. You're on with Whack Flash and Greasy Wop, monocode. Who's this?
So good.
Who's this?
What's up? It's Darren from SAC.
Oh, hey, Darren. Hey.
Brother Forehead, what's up?
Wow.
I love Brother Forehead Darren.
Yeah, a little background. Whack Flash has a gigantic fucking forehead. And and the guy on the phone now, Darren from Sacramento has an equally, if not larger, forehead.
Britney Spears could write 666 on her forehead. I could do the fucking whole math problem.
You could write out pi to infinite digits on your fucking forehead.
I think we have determined, though, that Darren's is slightly larger by about a quarter inch. I've got 3.5 inches, and I think Darren's getting almost to 4.
Well, don't worry, boys. I read in a pamphlet in the school nurse about in 1992 that it doesn't make you more of a man. It's okay. They come in different sizes.
All right.
Well, I heard my twin was doing a show. I was just sad that I wasn't there with him. Yeah. And compare.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We gotta get pictures. You need to put a ruler to your forehead to put this debate to rest once and for all. I mean, you guys do kind of look alike. That's the scary part. I mean, large forehead aside, you do kind of look alike.
We look like we've got kind of nondescript features. We both have, you know, you can't say, oh, he's got a big nose, too. He's got a this or that. We both have kind of nondescript features.
What are you talking about? You have a fucking globe for a forehead.
Except for that fucking billboard between our brow and our hairline. Other than that, you know, we look kind of the same. We look like we could be cousins. I'd say cousins.
Yeah, but that's a pretty, you know, desperate attempt at masking the one, not flaw, but visible...
it's a flaw. There you go.
Okay, the one flaw that you two share. Like, oh, you know, everything else is good with my girlfriend, except that she's got a penis. But apart from that, everything else is normal.
I'd rather have a girl with a big forehead, personally.
Yeah, oh, of course.
Of course.
I mean, but, you know, some days you got to get risky. Try a little new stuff.
That calls for a drink, excuse me.
So, Darren, you just wanted to send some well wishes out to your large forehead brother, Whack Flash?
Well, it's my first time listening. First time caller. You know, that sort of thing. Yeah, it's all right.
First time?
Yep.
Ooh-hoo. Yeah, why couldn't you have started listening during a better show? That's what I want to know.
That's a good point.
That's your fault. Whack Flash has done some brilliant stuff. He's done brilliant stuff tonight, but it's just that, you know, there's other variables in the equation.
I'll put on a t-shirt sometime later this week, so yeah.
All right. Very good. I appreciate it, sir.
Thanks, Darren.
All right, see you guys there.
See ya.
See ya, Darren.
It's Darren from Sacramento. He's a good guy. He's a graphic, he's into photography and graphic design and all that shit, whatever.
Photography.
Photographing by photographing. All right. Yeah, I kind of wish we had the yelling trucker back.
I enjoyed him. What was his problem? You guys knew him? I didn't know him.
I didn't know him either. Dom, who is this guy? Oh, Christ. The minute you call on him,
he's off.
He's been.
I'm here.
I'm sorry that you got distracted because someone somewhere in America, a meatball fell off a fucking plate.
I smelled garlic. What do you want?
Someone had to
go stir the sauce, and no one else is around. Everybody else is at mass.
It's gonna get all burned at the bottom. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style show. Say hello to Whack Flash and Greaseball Monaco.
Oh, hello, Whack Flash. Hello, Greaseball.
Hi, Fuckface.
Hello, Fuckface.
Who's this?
Here. You wanted the yelling truck driver, motherfucker? Boy, you got one now.
Oh, do I?
Fucking with you.
Who are you?
Who am I, Mr. Hughes, man? I'm in your goddamn pal talk room.
Yeah, oh, that's right, you are.
You are? All right, good.
No, I've seen you in there. Actually, I believe I invited you there. You told me that you were a fan of the show, sir.
Hughes has a huge fucking forehead.
I like to be... Well, that's okay. Just keep on talking over me. I don't have anything to say.
Yeah, you don't. That's right. That's why I hung up on you. You fucking truck driver cocksucker. Anybody else who wants to call up, it's 316-768-4472.
I want to invite Pristine Sneakers to call in.
I'd like to have Pristine call in.
Call in, you fucking hairy eyebrowed motherfucker.
The thing is, he's probably busy eating a delicious cheeseburger that you just can't enjoy.
You fucking cocksucker.
And he won't be able to finish it, so, you know, what's he going to do? Wrap it up, bring it home? Nah. I say he just throws it out. And before he throws it out, I hope he wipes it on a urinal just so nobody else would eat it.
He's going to stash it for later in those eyebrows of his.
Just fucking put it away for you to look at, Dom. But for, you know, just make it disgusting enough so you can't eat it.
How long has it been since you had red meat, Dom?
About a month and a half.
Holy
now.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
I thought that one night you told me that Pristine ate that burger. You were so worked up into a fucking froth.
Dude,
it's 3 a.m. and you're, dude, we gotta go to Joey's. We gotta go to fucking Joey's. I need a fucking burger. You're calling your friends, and he's like, dude, I need a fucking cheeseburger.
I swear to God, I haven't had a hard shit in a month and a half. I've been shitting Gerber applesauce. I swear to God, it's been fucking awful.
Strained peas.
Oh.
Let's go over to the phones here, 316-768-4472. Yeah, who's this?
Yeah, New Style. It's Mr. Hughes. We got disconnected because you hung up on me. By the way, I am an...
Yeah.
So that happened.
Yeah, so Dom, tell me more about your liquidy shits. Cause
dude, they have the consistency of fucking slough. I swear to God, it's just fucking Slurpee. That's all it is. I shit Slurpee.
What can you eat?
I can eat carbohydrates, but I can't mix it with any kind of protein. That's what the deal is, and I can't have red meat.
I guess
the only protein I can have is basically boiled chicken.
I guess we've been telling the perfect burger story a little bit. James Gum checking in with the perfect burger story is going to keep getting better and better every time it's told. In 2 years, it will include Pristine getting blown by the waitress. Oh, here he goes with this fucking guitar.
I'm not playing.
Yeah, whatever. I thought I heard a little guitar note. Anyway, I'm just kidding. Mr. Hughes says he can't wait to download this show so he can hear himself get hung up on twice.
Why, he was hung up on? You're kidding me.
I hope he calls back and you know, maybe the Skype finally fix that goddamn Skype.
Call the fucking show, Pristine, you fucking slob.
The thing is, I don't know that Pristine's going to call in. He's a busy man. See,
dude, he's drinking a fucking Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, you know why? Because he can. Because he's not on some fucking lesbian vegan diet.
Wiccan diet.
Yeah. All right, you're on the DJ New Style show. Who's this? Oh, bear in mind before you say anything that we're having
Diving
connection problems.
Cunts.
Who's this?
Diving for fucking cunts.
No audio. I can't hear a thing.
No audio.
Wait, I couldn't hear who it is. Who is this?
It's Mr.
I couldn't hear it.
All right, you're on the DJ New Style show. Who's this?
My name is Nice Guy 911.
Oh, yeah? What do you got to say this
time?
Oh,
Jesus Christ. You
again?
I just
wanted to say hello, sirs, and that this proved to you that I'm educated. And you could ask me a whole bunch of trivia questions on air.
Okay. Alright, here's my trivia question.
No, don't
mind, Dom. I want to ask you some trivia questions.
There we go.
Okay. How many uses can you get out of a trucker's crotch pillow before you have to wash it? Or ask your fucking fat housewife wash. You have fat housewife to wash it for you.
Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
What?
So how those?
Huh?
Let's just get rid of the shit. It's hanging out in the bowl a little too long, starting to stain the porcelain. Sorry.
You know what that was the sound of? The sound of 3 years of college.
Huh? What? What? Dude, I don't need this. I'm taking a year off.
Man, I know I'm close to graduating, but the road is calling me. The road is calling me.
Dude, who needs... Honestly, bro, I'm never gonna use this shit. I'm taking a fucking year off. I'm gonna see the world.
Who needs women's studies? I'm gonna ride the road.
That's right. I'm gonna see the world. And by world, I mean loading docks of every retail store from here to California.
I stopped at south of the border again this week. Now, yep, they haven't changed anything.
So, yep. Yeah, you know, the first time was exciting when I got mugged by my first Mexican and bought my first churro. But after that, it kind of lost its charm.
You can only go to an overpriced antique store too many times before it gets old and boring. I wonder what I'd be doing if I was in college.
Oh, wait, we have a caller, guys.
Hey,
you're on the DJ News. Who's this?
Why don't you tell us, everybody, what you know about trucking?
I know that when I'm not trucking, I'm also not getting hung up on.
I believe it involves t-shirts and grease stains.
Oh, man. Oh, wait, I didn't know Nice Guy was actually in here. Oh, is that the guy that looks like fucking Stone Cold?
Yeah, he's that creepy motherfucker. That's him.
That dude is scary, man. I didn't know it was him. That dude's fucking frightening.
I'm not scared of this motherfucker. I'll take him on. I invite you down, sir.
You'll actually fight him?
Drive your fucking Appleton Orange truck.
Bruh, not even fucking joking here. Dude, believe me when I fucking tell you, I will stop this fucking guy's head open.
Take your fucking balls and stick them up your ass.
Hey, Don, you know, let me ask you a question. You think I couldn't fucking kick this guy's ass? Dude, bruh, I'd fucking flatten him.
Dude, the freestyle music. You need the freestyle music, bro. Jesus.
The freestyle music?
Yeah, the fucking Silent Morning.
Silent Morning? That's awful. I'm not even gonna bother with that shit.
Oh, come on, dude.
Silent Morning. Whackflash, that's a hit, though. You like that song, don't you?
I've never heard that song before in my
life. You never heard Silent Morning?
Silent Morning?
Oh, yes.
No. I don't know that tune.
Well, he's from Boston, dude.
Yeah, this is... It's...
There it is!
Yeah! I fucking hate freestyle, though.
Hey, let's jump in the fucking IROC and go down to Chicago's in Lodi.
No, dude, bro, fuck you. Fuck you. Hey, hi, Ma, how are you? Hold on. Dom, dude, bruh. Yo, we're going in the fucking Trans Am. We're going to go down to Joey's, and we're going to get a fucking cheeseburger. I don't care about your faggot fucking diet, whatever you got going on with your fucking assholes. We're going to eat some fucking beef, and we're going to stomp a shithole in this fucking trucker guy, whatever the fuck his name is.
I'll tell you what, trucker man, nice guy, I'll meet you at the fucking TikTok diner in the fucking parking lot.
Oh!
My fucking trunk, take out my bat and crack your fucking kneecaps, you fucking piece of shit with no education.
You fucking believe this fucking guy, holy shit. The fucking balls on this guy. Take you to the TikTok, we're gonna have a fucking blast. The best happy waitress that side of the fucking Pacific. The lyrics fucked it up for me. Oh, I'm sorry. I gotta take my pants off.
I see we go down to Tony T's and we get those fucking gabagool sandwiches with the buffalo mozzarella. Let's go right now.
Oh yeah. I'm pantsless, baby!
I can't believe Christine knows all the lyrics to this fucking song.
We gotta get to the hook here.
Here we go.
Sing it! Dude, bro. Dude, Dude, I can't fucking ejaculate without hearing this fucking song. Dude, does that make me gay or something? You think I'm fucking gay?
It doesn't make you gay. This is a fucking emotional song.
Dude, I got this shit on a CD mixed with all kinds of fucking freestyle beats from Ibiza. I got this shit from my fucking boy who goes over there every spring break. He goes there twice. You gotta believe it. You gotta meet this fucking guy. You'd never believe him. Dude, bro, wait. Bro. Seriously, dude. Let me ask you a fucking question. This fucking guy's back on camera again. You don't think I can fucking kill him?
This fucking fathead, you can fucking take him. Fuck him.
With his fucking truck or whatever. He thinks he's a fucking tough guy.
What are you gonna do? Tell him to transform into Optimus Prime and kick my ass?
Hey! Oh! 316-768! 4472, you're on the fucking DJ New Style Show! Yeah. Go fuck yourself. I'm listening to Freestyle, Silent Morning. I can't do it anymore, though. I just can't fucking listen to that shit. Silent Morning.
Oh, that was fucking painful. I cannot stand Freestyle. Fucking Stevie B is like listening to a steaming pile of shit.
What, the shit they still play on fucking Revere Beach?
Oh, that's what I'm talking. Yeah, you guys talking like that. That's all Revere Beach. Just fucking let's go to Kelly's. Kelly's going to be picking some fucking whores. And, Jesus Christ, get yourself a fucking blowjob, huh? Huh? Sully, Pitsy, come on, let's go.
Dude.
Fucking, come on. Fitzgerald, come on, we're going to pick you up.
Yo, okay. Hey, oh. Yo, Dom, who are these fucking guys and why do they talk like faggots?
Because they're fucking truck drivers and they deliver my fucking tomatoes.
No, this fucking guy, he's like Sully and all this shit and fucking Kelly's. Who the fuck talks like that?
Dude, we're gonna get into fucking Sully's Ford Mustang, right? We're gonna fucking cruise down Revere Beach, like fucking 2 a.m. or something, and gonna go fucking. You got WAF on.
Oh! You gotta fucking talk English to me if you're gonna fucking talk. You gotta talk English. You're not talking right English.
If we're going somewhere, we're going to the fucking boulevard in Hasbrook Heights, and we're going to eat some meatballs at Lovey's.
No, you guys, you're not.
Fucking talk weird. You guys are fucking retarded. What are you guys, a bunch of queers? You guys are fucking queers over there. I swear.
Yeah, it's the accent show on the DJ Newstyle Show. We're making fun of stereotypes.
Yay, stereotypes.
Yeah, but we'll, you know, it's all a joke, unless we're talking about those vile blacks.
Love.
Sorry. And cut it, because I don't believe in that. So, Whack Flash and Dom, do you realize what we've entered right now? Now that it's 10:30.
It certainly is.
Thanks,
it's time
Jesus
to
Christ.
Just lean back and see what the show does.
That's right. Just like me eating a fucking mango on 287, driving to my girlfriend's house. Just put your foot on the gas, take your hands off the wheel, and concern yourself with nothing, and just let the car take you where it'll go. It's the coast. That's what
maybe,
I like to call it.
Maybe throw it in neutral while you're going down a hill.
There you go. It's like it's in drive, and you're stepping on the gas. Actually, you're saving gas. You're using a little thing I like to call gravity.
Yes. You know, it's too late in the show to start a really new topic, yet there's still enough time to maybe do something sensible. But, who really wants to at this point?
So, Dom, let me ask you something here. Bro, seriously, bro, not even kidding.
Go ahead.
What's going on with you and your girlfriend? When are you going to tie that knot?
Come on, dude. Come on, bro.
I'm fucking with you. But you had to have gotten that question from the old man. From her old man.
So, let me ask you a question.
Is this hands dripping with all...
And I, by the way, I have to call him Don Licho.
No, you don't.
I do. I gotta call him Don Licho, because that's his last name, and I have to put the Don in the front.
You're...
So I have to refer to him as Dom Lico. So
I'm sorry, Don Licho. The tree wouldn't give more than 10 olives. It's the best I could do.
As I'm sitting down in
time constraints.
May your first child be a masculine child.
As I'm sitting down to a table full of antipasto and fucking mushrooms that have been fucking preserved under oil for about 3 years, as he cuts the Parmesan with the cheese, he goes to me, "So, Nooch, let me ask you a question."
Nooch.
What's up, Don Licho? What are your intentions with my daughter? It's been about 2 years now. She's finishing college.
Yeah, well, yeah, I settle down with a nice girl every night. Then I'm free the next morning. Wrong character, but who cares? Wrong character, but who cares?
So what are your intentions with Rosie? Well, you know, I was thinking of maybe fucking her for the next 2 years. You know, coming over your house and using your fucking beds to fuck her on and eating all the food in your fucking fridge and picking your fucking tomatoes, olives, and fucking crazy fucking basil from your backyard.
Dom was the kind of guy who rooted for the guys who fucked daughters and never married them in the movies.
I just got this vision of Dom fucking bare-ass naked, like, after fucking this girl in her dad's bed, going to the fridge and getting fucking olives out of the fridge and eating them off his fingers.
Okay, wait, hold on. There's some shit. I'm sorry, I had to interrupt the bit.
Go ahead.
We're being challenged.
Ooh.
We are being challenged by a certain guy who's called before. He thinks he could really goof on us, and I don't think that he's going to call in again. I don't think he has the balls to do it, because he doesn't think that we could destroy him.
All right.
Nice guy, 911, thinks that he is going to absolutely goof on us, just tear us apart, limb from limb. And I see he's picking up his 1989 cordless phone. The very phone that Zach Morris ordered a pizza to, that rascal, ordered a pizza to his classroom.
The retractable antenna? The metal antenna?
Yes, the kind of phone that Screech built into Kevin, his favorite robot.
I think the professor from Gilligan's Island came up with that phone.
Yes.
It's made of a fucking coconut.
Yeah.
Forget it.
It's made out of my spit-out mango rinds.
Is he going to call in? Come on.
He looks like he's trying to, but he's not getting through or something.
He hasn't figured out the phone yet.
Yeah, he's still trying to. Oh, he's saying it's a military Nextel Ohone, but he can't spell he can't spell phone. But it's a military one.
The intricate workings of a fucking phone. Come on, Stooge.
Okay, I think he's calling in. All right. Why don't we answer? 316-768-4472. Is this nice guy 911?
Yes, sir, it is nice guy 911. Over.
Who the fuck are you to come over into my chat room? I'm talking. I'll give you a chance to talk. You let me fucking talk on my own shitty, dumb show. Who are you to think that you can just come over when I have Whack Flash and Dom on this dumb show? And just fucking, you think you can just destroy us? You think you're capable of it?
I wasn't trying to destroy you. I was just going to call up and have some fun, and I think it was Manico who started ripping on me.
Oh, okay. Well, what are you really going to do? I mean, you think that we're, what do you think, we're jerk-offs?
No, I like you guys. You guys are fucking cool.
Slick's the jerk-off. They're both jerk-offs. Claude Jerome, they're going to fuck. Don't hang out with those kids no more.
I don't know, you're the funniest fuck, dude.
Thank you. Fine. I appreciate that. I thought you were getting tested.
I really do.
Okay, now, Dom, kiss him and let's make up.
Fuck him.
Why? What do you got against the guy?
He's an annoying... All right. You tell me one person, all right, in the OP and Anthony fan room that could stand this fucking guy. Nobody could stand this... Tell me one person that likes you.
I can name a lot of people that like me.
Who likes you? I want names.
I can name Scott. I PM people all the time.
I want fucking names.
Paul is Dead likes me.
Oh, Paul is Dead. Good pick. Go ahead. Keep on going. You going to throw Jazer into the fucking equation? Go ahead.
Sergeant Magoo likes me.
Oh, yeah. Sergeant Magoo must really love you.
You know, hey. Listen to me, all of you. Hey. You know, in the Opie and Anthony fan room, you know, we always called each other Goodfellas. Like, you'd say to Jazer, or Paul is Dead, you know, you're going to like this guy. He's all right. He's a good fella. He's one of us.
I'm a nice understand? Person, man. I love you guys. I love the East Coast humor. You guys fucking bring it.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Why don't you leave us with a catchphrase? A trucker catchphrase. Do you have, like, some kind of...
catchphrase? Like, well, where are the white women at?
Is that what it is? I mean, do you have, like, a Semper Fi for truckers?
My Semper Fi for truck drivers is... Get on your belly, stupid! That's my CB catchphrase. Get
that's fucking belly, hilarious.
Hold on, guys. Dom, I'm not gonna tell you again, dude. Don't fucking leave my bathroom like this. Don't fucking leave that shit in there.
My Gerber baby shits.
Wow. Well, that killed a couple minutes and a good bit that we were doing. Wonderful. Thought he had a little more than that. Sorry, guys.
Dom's toilet looks like a fucking Jackson Pollock.
Compressed air
shits.
Did you ever leave a messy shit in Don Licho's toilet?
Don Licho's toilet is all marble. Fucking marble everywhere, dude. Don Licho has marble and gold in his fucking toilet. I'm scared to take a piss in that fucking thing. I swear to God, man.
Nooch, you left a fucking crusty piss on my seat.
No, I use a fucking backhouse when I go there, I swear to you.
If this is how you treat my ball, how do you intend to treat my daughter?
Nooch, I went through my daughter's bag and I found your used bag, if you know what I'm saying. I don't want you touching my daughter. Now get out to the olive trees. I know you picked them bare last time, but I have a feeling... You might find one or two you could fucking squeeze down into your eyeballs.
My girl is as pure as the driven snow, and I want her kept that way. If this is the way you treat my marble, I can't imagine what you're doing to my little girl.
Wow.
Since when did Don Licho become Jackie Mason? Holy shit.
I got a girlfriend and I have to...
What are you doing, my little
girl? James Gum checking in with Dom's gonna be forced into grape stomping slavery soon.
Fucking Dom's gonna be out there with fucking Vivian Vance stomping grapes.
I wanted to be at the show.
I'm gonna be in his garage slaughtering pigs, making prosciutto and gabagool. It's fucking great.
You do.
Oh my God! Does she cook? Is she like? I mean, you said she's raised traditional.
I will say this. She is a phenomenal cook. Phenomenal cook.
Okay.
What's her best dish?
That all right? Her best dish is spaghetti bolognese.
Mm. Wow!
Definitely very good.
Difficult. She's really breaking new ground. That boiling water thing.
Very good. A can of sauce, some fucking ground sirloin, and some fucking Barilla.
Or if you're lucky, you have leftover meatballs you can crumble into the fucking pasta. Her Italian mother in her all black clothes is making 50 meatballs a week. She just takes two of them to crumble them up in Dom's plate, and there it is.
Pass me the Kraft Power, John. I already know my fucking feel. I told you new style. It's going to be a hungry man dinner. And a fucking, I swear to God, that's going to be my future.
A hungry man dinner that you had to warm up yourself. It's not like she even, like, said, for dinner we're having hungry man dinners.
Hey, Dom.
Oh, yeah, you cooked it. No, it's in the freezer. You got the turkey and mashed potatoes tonight.
And she's sitting on the couch with her bonbons. Getting her fucking ass fat and not fucking me. That's what I want to go through when I get older.
Dinners. Great. Dinners.
35 seconds on 7, Dom. You'll be all set.
That's all you gotta that cures worry. Everything. Even, do you think 35 seconds on 7 can cure an untouched cock? after 30 years of an unloving marriage?
You just stick your head in there for 35 seconds on 7, and you'll forget everything.
There was a kid I went to high school with, used to put squirrels in his fucking microwave that he used to cook food. Like, and they exploded.
Oh.
He's like, dude, I really liked Gremlins. That one scene was awesome. He was a fucking sick kid. Really was sick kid.
Was this the same kid who you put Bugs Bunny on the computer, or what the hell?
Oh, no. That's kid? Another... Yeah, dude. All my life, I've met people that are really easy to torment and ruin, and I've never stopped short of doing that. This is a different kid who decided that not even for Halloween... Dude, not even Halloween, bro. He's going to totally dye his contacts red with food coloring, just so he looks like Satan. Oh,
Jesus. Yeah. What did that do to his eyes? I mean, the obvious?
Like, I fucking know. Dude, the kid doesn't make an informed decision. He puts animals in his microwave. Like, oh, well, you know, he really didn't think that it might stain his eyes or possibly burn... like, he's really thinking ahead half a move. I wanted to know, how do you get the squirrels? How are you capturing these fucking squirrels?
That's impressive right there. When you said that, I'm like, I don't know. Maybe squirrels are easier to come by down in Jersey. But you gotta have some fucking spryness up here to catch yourself a squirrel.
Run.
You gotta be fucking spry. Catch yourself a squirrel up here.
Yeah, how are the squirrels by the olive trees and in the orchards at your fucking girlfriend's house?
Fat and happy. Well lubricated.
Your girlfriend Julia Gallo. Whatever the fuck.
I can't wait till her father's wearing a fucking straw hat chasing his grandchild around with pesticides.
Stop, you're smelling it. Fucking slice of a tomato in his mouth. Your fucking greaseball kid running around the fucking garden crying. And then he clutches at his chest.
Fiend.
Fiend. And then it's over. So seriously, though, you're not gonna take his the fact that he's questioning you when what your intentions are, like as a sense of urgency that he really wants to see some fucking babies shit out and not of wedlock.
Dude, I don't give a fuck if I do get married. I ain't shitting out no kids, man. Fuck that.
You're never gonna be a dad.
I don't know yet, but I'm not ready.
Oh, here he is. He's a fucking relationship vigilante. I'm never having no fucking kids. I don't care if I ever get married. Your name dies with me, Mom. Dad, whatever the fuck. Your name dies with me.
Maybe. So what are you gonna call your children now?
I might actually call them Dominic Jr. I don't know.
What are you fucking nuts?
I want you to call him Lychee, whatever the fuck. Don, what was his name?
Don Duco.
A gold chain for every year you've been on this great earth.
Jesus Christ.
Don Luco, very nice.
Jane Gum, again, the feedback master of the show. Dom's homeless caveman drummer will be the guy.
Oh, Jesus fucking Jack.
Okay, Whackflash, we gotta bring Whackflash up to speed, because this is really funny. You go to Dominic's MySpace and he's got all kinds of YouTube videos of his performances. I guess Lee Mels took one of them, but he focused on the drummer, and Dom's drummer is like a fucking guy that like comes with the venue.
Oh yeah, I've seen Dom's drummer. He's a crazy old fuck.
He's like a homeless caveman in pajama pants while Dom's wearing his fucking Bill Haley plaid jacket or whatever the fuck. headband and Adidas sweatpants.
And his shades on, right? Was he wearing his shades?
Yeah, he's a I mean, don't get me wrong, the guy's a phenomenal drummer, man. He has a great band, too, with God, man.
He's talented. He's slightly insane, though, too.
Yeah, he's definitely nuts, man.
Why didn't you just go get a spackle bucket drummer? You got like something that you had to pay for. There's any black guy that's willing to tippy tap on a fucking empty spackle bucket. It's never like a fucking song or a beat, you know. It's just fucking an assault on the senses, and it never ends. He like clickety clacks it every now and then. Does a rim shot on that fucking bucket. Why don't you get one of those guys instead? No, you have Captain Caveman from the Flintstones.
Comes out with his club, his mechanical club,
and he's gonna be the godfather of your children.
Don Lucho,
you reject Satan and all his evil way.
That guy fucking used to drum with Tommy Dorsey.
Jesus, I had Tommy Dorsey and Dom's caveman drummer play 9 times a week at the show place.
Glenn Miller and I used to fucking run trains on the Andrews Sisters. While fucking Tommy Dorsey would roll a fatty on their heads at the show.
That had to be the most uncomfortable shit when New Style goes off on his fucking dead wife for fucking an hour and a half just talking about how the worms are eating her fucking eyeballs and her there's fucking no uterus.
Moments on Pell Talk ever. Oh my God. I had to leave the room.
That was actually Red River Jack, my buddy. But I need to hear. Was he your studio drummer, Dom?
What's that, dude? I'm sorry.
Was he your studio drummer as well?
No, I did my own drumming there, sir.
Really?
Yes, I did.
It's amazing.
Dom's thank a you. Hell of a drummer. He's a hell of a musician. I won't say otherwise.
Thank you, sir. So are you, Johnny.
Aw, look at this. It's a fucking stroke fest.
Nooch, I want you to write a song for my daughter.
It's amazing.
And I want that caveman to do a special drum roll for my little girl.
Go pick the fucking tomatoes and make her a tomato salad with red onions.
Chain gum, drummer wanted must have hunter-gatherer skills. Holy shit. The show is, the funny moments of this show is just me reading James Gum's lines. That's really it. What the hell, Dom? Oh, yeah. No, it's not upbeat enough. You gotta get it more upbeat. Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's very good. I like it a lot. But we lost them for some reason. You know what? The internet decided since I'm playing Dominic's music, they had to kick Whackflash off the fucking phone. Very, very bad. Very, very bad. And he hangs up again. Cocksucker Malanga. Let me answer. We've got Whackflash. Whackflash, you there, buddy? Holy shit.
Oh.
What's up?
Hey.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The internet decided that since I was playing Dom's original tracks, that it wouldn't allow him to hear me laughing at it. It was being really nice. It hung up on both of you. I'm trying to get him on again. I just can't do it. I'm having a nightmare, as you can imagine.
Oh.
But we're in the coast, and there's 10 minutes left
of this the coast.
Fucking shit fest.
We're in the coast where I have responses like, ah, well, and ah, what are you going to do? I know.
Who'd have guessed?
Hey, it's Dom.
Dom, I guarantee you can't fill 10 minutes for me. Ugh. Oh, shit, apparently the room audio's gone and people are not listening in Pal Talk, or they are, whatever the fuck, I don't know. Whatever. Dom, I understand that, Don Lucci, or whatever the fuck his name is.
Don Luco!
Luco.
Luco?
L-U-C-C-O.
Whatever.
Luco.
Hey, I want you to treat my fucking princess of a daughter well as you could do.
My untouched flower.
Untouched flower.
This olive oil that you have given to me is extra virgin, just like my daughter. Right? Right?
Yeah, 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Whack Flash and Monocode. Who's this?
Yo, this is Mike, man. Your audio is not coming through the room. You lost all 12 of your listeners.
It's Pristine Sneakers.
Oh, shit.
No.
He prefers to go by Mike, I guess.
Yes, he does. Yeah.
Pristine Sneakers is notorious. I prefer to just bitch to Monica when I'm talking to important people over the airwaves.
Yeah. So, Pristine.
I'm gonna let you guys get back.
You're gonna tell me about that delicious burger that Dom was just fucking
Jesus ruling. This burger, right, you man. Fucking cunt.
I only have like a bite or two of it, so I can't really. There's not much to say about it or anything.
I mean, it was delicious, but I decided to give it away.
What happened?
It was delicious and all. I took a bite, but I figured, you know, I'm not that hungry.
It was alright. Honestly, I didn't even give it to the waitress to take away. I just threw it in the curb in case some homeless guy might walk by.
Go ahead.
Like Dominic just had this crazed look in his eyes, like he was gonna attack me or something. I didn't understand. He didn't tell me until afterwards.
You fucking lying piece of shit! You knew that I was on a fucking diet. You cocksucker!
What happened over there?
You knew I was on a diet, you cocksucker.
Yeah, whatever. This is what Dominic does. You sit down, you hang out with Dominic, you're bullshitting with him, right? He's looking at you like a fucking psychopath, and you don't understand why. then you get on Pal Talk the next day, and all you hear is Dominic going, "This fucking cocksucker could be freaking three sneakers, knows him on a diet." Holy shit. I hear this story. Yo, I go online, and fucking Neil's like, "Yo, Pristine, did you hear the burger?" Yeah, I'm like, "Yeah, I was there." Enough with the fucking hamburger story.
Dom, you seriously remind me of somebody that would just memorize every fucking detail, not say a word, and then...
I swear to God, I saw his end of the table lift up at some point. He was looking at my fucking hamburger.
And then he has to tell everybody in Tao Talk. And he blames it on you because he knew I was on a fucking diet and he gets his burger.
That's the shit that kills me. He makes me look like an asshole.
Wait a minute. But you have to admit. You have to fucking admit that lemon was super fucking yellow, dude. That was the thing that fucking... That was the straw that broke the camel's back. Was a fucking lemon.
I'm sorry. I'll throw away two hamburgers next time we get together and eat. Why don't you just fucking eat it, man? Enough with this faggoty dieting bullshit. I don't understand it. Like, what is it really gonna get you?
Seriously, it's just going to get you more angst amongst you and your friends, more opportunities to complain for no fucking reason because you decided to eat cardboard and fucking rice cakes.
And what are you doing? Are you doing it for your chick or are you doing it for you?
I'm doing it for me, dude.
My daughter's expressed interest in fucking somebody that ain't a complete fucking greaseball whale. All
right, guys. We'll break out and listen to you.
All right, thank you very much, Pristine Mike.
Sure.
I
like how I've actually turned him into Pristine Mike, not through any actual effort of my own. But yeah, you know, we have a couple minutes left, coasting
to coasting a fucking along, putting it in neutral, going down the hill.
Yeah, people are spreading the audio in a Pal Talk room, whatever. Do what you gotta do, because as long as you're there, you know, a collection of people are hanging out and listening, then whatever room you're in will be, as my friend would say.
I'd like to see that chat room is finally banging.
That's right. It'll be finally banging.
Nice.
So, and that's what we like, a banging chat room. So, Wife Flash, Monaco, are you gonna ever do the show again?
I would absolutely love to do the show again.
Wow, you sound wrecked.
Yeah, you kind of. You kind of notice I've been kind of quiet for a while.
I would absolutely.
I had about a quarter of a bottle of Mount Gay Barbados rum.
Mount Gay,
yeah.
I'm drinking a bottle of Mount Gay. I've just bought my tickets for Wild Hogs. I'm going to watch. I bought them on Fandango.
I'm doing a movie. I wear a dress and I kiss another guy. Oh my God, Scientology has totally saved me.
It's so weird. It's so weird. I hang out with a Negro who rides a motorcycle that ain't Japanese. It's so weird.
I'm so cured of my homosexuality from the Scientologist that I didn't even get a rod when I wore that dress and kissed a guy.
Yeah.
I love Kelly Preston.
I mean, like, when I started, look who's talking now. Those talking dogs didn't give me a rod because of Scientology.
That's right. Scientology cured everything. It cured my receding hairline. It was Scientology that gave me the mesh wig.
Yo, I'm a pilot. It's so weird.
I'm a pilot. I'm a Scientologist. Oh, wow.
Yo, I actually flew a plane, a Cessna, into turbulence, and the plane didn't even move because the Scientology is so weird.
I got this plane, right? And I'm going to fly it to other planets, and I'm going to look for other life because Xenu told me. Xenu talks to me. It's like, whoa, here I am. I'm on the Earth, but there's Xenu talking to me.
Yo,
whoa.
Yo, Travolta, I got to tell you, I'm getting too old for this Christianity shit, Riggs.
Danny Glover, is that you? I love you. I loved your work in The Color Purple.
The only reason I got the gig is because of Xenu, Riggs.
Can I call you Danny, or should I just call you Mister?
Call me Murtaugh, Riggs. Did you happen to see me in Dreamgirls? Nah, no white people did, except that nigga Wat Flash. Whatever the fuck his name is, Riggs. Whatever his name is, I'm getting too old for it, Riggs.
Wow.
It's so weird.
I could cure you of being black. Scientology. L. Ron Hubbard could cure you of being black. It worked for Isaac Hayes. He's no longer black.
I believe I'm getting too old for this African-American status, Riggs.
That's right. It's your first step. Now give me another $1 million.
God bless Xenu. I am no longer black.
We're going to bring you up to the next level. You're going to be a thief. All right.
In Lethal Weapon 4, or perhaps 5, I'm not even sure because I've made so many millions, I will now audition for the part of Riggs so that dastardly Mel Gibson can tell me he's too old for a bunch of shit. Riggs.
See, it's working already. Xenu's having his effect.
It ain't working. Ain't working, Riggs. Getting too old for that fake British accent, Riggs. It ain't funny, Riggs. Getting too old to hang out in front of Old Navy, Riggs. Tired of staring Whitey down at the Cherry Hill Mall, Riggs.
Wow, you know, we should really consider, finishing up our prep sheet there, White Flash.
Ah, yes, what else do we have here? We've got, where did I put you? All right, cool. What haven't we touched on? Girls going through puberty too early.
Oh, God, look at the time.
Oh, wow.
Wow, it's amazing.
Early puberty, but, oh.
I don't know, it happens.
Overweight girls, they get... Oh, shit.
Okay, here's the rundown on that story. Apparently, if you're a fat cunt, you're gonna get puberty earlier. So if you want to go through puberty earlier, girls, double down on the Chips Ahoy, fatty. All right, I want to thank everybody. Whack Flash, Monocode.
Thank you, sir.
All the trucking people that called in and yelled.
Anyone who's got 3 years of college?
Yep. Yeah, even if you went to the school where they let you keep the tools, or the one that had a shitty fucking jingle that interrupted classic concentration during the day in 1988. Was that Iona or Lincoln Tech?
I got my GED.
All you have to bring... Oh, no, that's Mount Airy Lodge. I suck. The future's in the people that drop out after 3 years. All right, anyway. Thank you. Every Tuesday night, there is no radio. So,